It's time for Benedictine Raven Football, heard on your local sports authority, KAIR, Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on msCnews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management. Contact Hamada Wealth Management at 928-443-7536. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show featuring head coach Joel Osborne right after these messages.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Getting ready for Benedictine football and joined by Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, congratulations. It was a great game for Benedictine last week with Evangel.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Tom. I was really proud of our kids, how they handled themselves coming off a tough loss versus Baker. And they approached the week the right way, learned from their mistakes, got better. We had really good practices and we had a really good trip. Our kids were complimented many times by people that we saw at restaurants or the hotel about their behavior and how, you know, classy they were, and they came out and played really well. All 3 phases, I think, defensively, that's as good as we've played all year, limiting a really good team to 0 points. They barely completed any passes, and they couldn't really run the ball. So, and that really put us in good field position all day. And then special teams-wise, we found a few things there on our punt block team where we could get after them, and Evangel came out in a different punt look, and we took advantage of it. We had some guys who were making adjustments on the sideline saying, hey, if we do this, I can get a block. And we did it and we executed it. And that's how we got the block for a touchdown. And then we got them to go back to their normal punt. And then our guy just was doing his job coming off the backside and their punter took a bad path and Tyler Wilson got a nice block there. And then we blocked the field goal as well, which was a big deal. And so I was really proud of our kids and the effort they put forth.
Was that your best game of the year, you think, where the team played?
Yeah, as a complete team, it was no doubt our best game. So, you know, we played complimentary football. I think offensively, it was not our best game, and we've played better. But the thing is we didn't turn the ball over on offense, and, you know, we never put our defense in a bad position. So, you know, when you do that, you're going to have you're going to be successful.
Trey, another long catch and run. He and Garrett have a very special thing that goes on between those two.
Yeah, they have a great connection. They've really been building that since last February when I got here. And, you know, we did a nice job, I thought, of scheming up a couple things to get Trey deep. And the first time we did, it was a little option pass, and it's the first time we ran that all year. We knew they were going to be aggressive in their secondary, and they were downhill, and Trey showed block and then just ran right by him. So that was a nice play. But overall, though, we were really dialed in with him. We did a good job of giving him some option routes where he could run the hitch if they're playing off and then take an easy throw, or if they're pressing, he could go vertical. And Garrett had a nice couple throws there.
Coach, hard to believe we're coming to the final game of the season, and it's senior day. Senior day is kind of different than it used to be because sometimes I'm never sure who's seniors, you know, because with the COVID years and with maybe a guy who's redshirted. So, but still, for those upperclassmen, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And I'm really excited for those kids to play their last game here. What a great group of kids we have. You know, they got a chance to win their 45th game over a 5-year span. You know, they've been to the playoffs twice, won 2 conference championships, been national runner-up 1 time, and you know, and to get a chance to win their 7th game, their senior season, here at Larry Wilcox Stadium. So it's a great opportunity for them, and we want to honor them, and we appreciate everything they've done. A lot of good leaders. They're going to be very successful in life after college football. So there's no doubt about it.
Coming in here today, a longtime opponent for Benedictine Mid-America. Their record doesn't show how good they probably are.
No, they're extremely good on offense. They've got really good receiver play from number 5. He's a good player. I mean, the last 3 games I've watched him play, I think he scored 2 to 3 touchdowns a game against some good opponents. So, you know, he's a good one. Their quarterback, they give him the keys to the car. They run a lot of RPOs, so he likes to pull it and throw it a lot. You're going to see their O-line running zone schemes up front. Their backs are running the ball, but then the quarterback may just pull it and throw to a guy. So that'll happen quite a bit. They're very pass heavy. And then on defense, they've got some guys who are really athletic, you know, so we're going to have to come out and execute offensively. I think the big advantage that we need to take advantage of is special teams. That's one area we feel like we have a big advantage right now. It's just, you know, that they haven't been as good on special teams. So we've got to come out and have another great week there.
With that in mind, you had a pretty nice week for practice, although the time change has got to have impacted you some.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, what we did was we bumped our time for practice up a little bit, and then instead of doing our afternoon meeting, we went to morning meeting. So we're able to get practice in, and you know, our kids did a good job adjusting to that.
And what are there any things that you're going to do different, or is this going to be kind of a game where you look to bring together all of the things that you've been working on since, gosh, you know, last spring, basically?
Yeah, you'll see a culmination of a lot of things that we've been working on. So, and you know, every week it's a new opponent. And like I said, these guys are very, very good on offense, especially at receiver with number five. So, you know, defensively, we've got to come out. We've got to really limit what they can do. We got to try to get them in third and long and get them off the field. And then we've got to be aware of where he's at. So, and make somebody else beat us, you know. And then offensively, we've got to do a great job of sustaining drives. The one area we need to improve offensively this week is in the red zone. We need to score touchdowns down there. So, you know, we're just looking forward to another opportunity, and it is hard to believe that it's winding down.
And you get the good news is you get to do this final game of the season at home, and we've talked about it off and on during the course of the season, but a little tip of the hat to the way the fans, and not just the alumni and former players and that, but the people from the community just embrace this team.
Yeah, we've got great support all year. Every time that we have played at home, I feel like our atmosphere is really good. And then when you go on the road, it really shows how good of a place that we have. And Tom, you've been at all the places. There's not been one time there's been a crowd that's been even close to ours. And the environment on the away games is not even close to the energy that you have at our place. So really appreciative of our crowd and everybody that comes out and supports us. And that just definitely does not go unnoticed.
I would speculate that at a couple of places we go to, the Benedictine crowd on the road is bigger than the home crowd.
For sure. For sure. So, yeah, we get great support. We really appreciate it.
Coach, one thing that you want to get them to do here today, before the season comes out, something that you've been working at, what do you want to see happen here, besides the win, of course?
I just want to see us build off of last week with the success we had as a team, and let's see if we can replicate that and improve a little bit. You know, that's the biggest thing we've talked about is continuing to get better. And I'm really proud of our kids for that because, you know, there's, like you said, you got a lot of seniors. This is their last go-around. So, but they've done a nice job of continuing to work hard and trying to improve, and they've been coachable. And I'm just really thankful for their leadership.
Coach, we appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Pioneers here today.
Thanks, Tom.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
The Amberwell Health pregame show continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Keys to the game right after this.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon, it is now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game. And for me, it's enjoy the pageantry that is college football here in Atchison, Kansas at Benedictine College. Enjoy the seniors and all the, you know, accolades that they have brought to this program. You're starting to see, you know, the last of the 2018 national runner-up team, Jalen James, Trey Adger, lots of pieces from that team are finally making their way onto the world. And if you look at it from a football standpoint, I think for me the key to the game is turn over the Pioneers. Mid-America coming off 4 turnovers last week in an overtime win against Missouri Valley. This is a team that turns the ball over early and often, and for the Ravens, if you can get those turnovers, you can make this event, or this Mid-America team really pay for it. So again, enjoy the day, turn over the Pioneers. Raven football coming up here shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game and the Amberwell Health Pregame Show. We will go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football in just a few moments.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
It's time for Benedictine Raven football. 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for the final game of the 2021 college football season here on K-Radio as the Benedictine Ravens play host to Mid-America. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph as our producer. He's our engineer doing all the hard work back in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you. And it is a big day here in Atchison and on the Raven campus as it is Senior Day. Because Benedictine does, one of the things that they are very proud that they do is graduate so many of these players. You see some programs, they got the guys playing, but they're not getting sheepskins, right? At Benedictine, that is what happens. And with that in mind, recognizing not just the senior athletes, but also, you know, a little tip of the helmet to mom and dad and families who have been very, very supportive for these guys for a number of years.
Yeah, it's a big deal here at Benedictine College this afternoon, and Senior Day is always kind of a fun one, but always a little sad note because it is the end of the regular season for the Ravens this season, no postseason aspirations. So for Benedictine to go out today, have a lot of fun, remember the impact that some of these guys have left on this Raven program and a chance to springboard yourself into next year. And nothing better than handing the Pioneers one more loss before it's all said and done.
No question about it. And by the way, we are having pizza, so that kind of fits in with the theme here. Benedictine coming into the ballgame today also, Gus, it's a very unusual situation, and this just shows you how totally rotten spoiled we are because we come into the game today knowing that there is no game next week. Very seldom have we come to week 11 of the season and not said, well, you know, we'll see what we're doing next Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of times we're like, all right, well, I'm not really sure how this is going to end up. Are we going to, you know, we find ourselves sitting up at the Amino on the day of the playoff pairings, and that's not going to be the case this year. There are some questions around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and that is how many teams are going to make the college football playoff this year out of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. And is it going to be 2? Is it going to be 3?
I think that you and I have a disagreement maybe here because I think they get 3 squeezed in somehow because, again, I think it is just an atrocity if Central Methodist does not make the cut. I think you're doing a good team who's done all the right things I think you're doing them wrong, which doesn't mean it won't happen.
Good
teams have been wronged before.
Right, and there's going to be a whole lot of teams sitting between 15 and 20, you know, just biting their nails because, again, if Central Methodist gets up to 20, they'll be in, having beat Baker. Now, again, let's preface that with a win today in Nixa or Springfield or Ozark or Branson or Point Lookout
or wherever
Evangel is able to play this week. So as long as Central Methodist is able to beat Mid-America, I think there are, beat the Valor of Evangel, I think there are enough games going on between, 10 through 20 type teams that Central Methodist will make the playoffs. And honestly, did you think that you'd say there's a chance Central Methodist makes the playoffs in football?
Yeah, that's
crazy.
Not something we talk about very often, but that's what's happened here this season. Let's look at this Mid-America team a little bit. They come into the ball game today at 3-7. They are 1-3 in the South Division. A year ago, we played at the ODAC, and it was the COVID season. No fans allowed. We were able, though, to broadcast here on Care Radio. And tell you what, Ravens won an exciting game. 43-14 wasn't as easy as it sounds because Benedictine trailed 14-0 in that game.
Yeah, they trailed 14-0, got back into it 14-7 at the break. And anytime you go into a game and you're trailing by 7 at half, you're a little worried about it. But then the Ravens were able to rail off 43 total points in that thing and come away with a 43-14 win. So, for Benedictine, that was a great win and kind of just an all-around weird season last year.
Where, other than Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, do you have the officials having the flip of the coin in the center of the field and a college president is out there to greet the captains from the other team and shake their hands and introduce himself to them? You don't get that at Baylor. Speaking of Baylor, they and Oklahoma are tied a moment ago, 7. So, that's a pretty good game going on down in Waco. Benedictine, in front of a really nice crowd, they continue to file in here this afternoon, and looking forward to entertaining this group. The flip of the coin has been won by the Pioneers in Mid-America. Look, it's no great surprise they have elected to accept the football, and they're going to put their kick return unit out of the field and get things underway here today.
For Benedictine, they're not going to be totally upset putting their defense out on the field and getting the ball to start the second half. So, should be a fun one between the Ravens and the Pioneers this season. Benedictine on putting their defense out on the field first, coming into the ball game. 19 sacks, 68 tackles for loss, 16 combined turnovers, 8 through the air, and 8 fumble recoveries this season.
Yeah, the Ravens coming off a second shutout game this season as they dealt that to Evangel last week. It is one of, a lot of seasons where they've had 2 shutouts, but they could shut this team out here. They would be only one of, 7 teams before that have had 3 shutouts, and only 4 teams have had 4 shutouts in a year.
Yeah, this one's going to be about the 20th team to have thrown 2 shutouts in a season.
Benedictine, who has spent considerable time and energy during the course of the season at coming up with the proper kicker, seems to have found that now, and the Ravens are going to bring their kickoff unit out there. It'll be BC, and they'll be teeing it up here at the 35-yard line. Ravens have really kind of specialized this kicking. Cameron Finley and Jerrion Manning are out for the return for Mid-America.
Yeah.
And last week, they were capable of punt return.
Yeah, you talk about Cam Finley. He's the guy who's electric with the football. He had a 60-yard touchdown off of a punt return last week.
Here's the kick away. It is the end over end. It'll be taken by Manning at the 2. Slips, nearly puts the knee down there. Comes up to the 10, but stopped at the 15-yard line. Benedictine kick coverage this season, Gus, has been absolutely great. Gavin Spangler, Spencer Witt down there for the Ravens, along with Harry O'Neill. How about Harry O'Neill? He's a do-everything kind of a guy, playing all every side of the football.
He comes off the field, looks like Coach Gartmeyer and says, hey, I could be a safety if you need me. Those D-backs, I got this.
Got my number for, pencil me in. Quarterback is going to be Adrian Parsons, is that right?
Yep.
So Mid-America is not going to start their number one quarterback, or the guy that came in number one on our depth chart. And here's going to be a hand up into the left sideline. Hit by Jalen James and thrown for a loss. Trying to sweep to the left side. There was nowhere to go. And Benedictine out there quickly with a tackle for a loss, because there's a running back that appears nowhere on my charts either. So Mid-America throwing us a couple of curveballs. That is Kanji Wildridge. Okay, he's wearing number 6 today. Here's a pass over to the near side, and it is going to be nearly broken up, complete, close to the first down marker along the near side.
So Kanji not wearing 26 today. He's just wearing number 6.
I'm guessing that's what this is, 6-0 right here, is a 6 on offense for Kanji.
Yep.
They will say that that pass was good enough for a first down. Here comes the Mid-America offense at the 25-yard line, first down. Again, it's going to hand off to Kanji. He'll sweep to the left side, get around the edge, kick to the 30-yard line, work his way to the 32. Picking up about a half a dozen on the first down, sweep to the left side. A lineman slew to get up, but now he's going to come to his feet. Looks like he's okay. Johnny Bloomquist and Jalen James with tackles there for Benedictine. Second down and a long four. Mid-America just across their own 30-yard line. QB's back to throw. Steps up in the pocket. Hit and sacked by Gavin Spangler. The quarterback, Adrian Parsons, is now the fourth sack of the season for Gavin. Comes into the game with 58 tackles this year, number 2 tackler on this Raven defense.
Yeah, you know, when you match up Jalen James and Gavin Spangler in that linebacker room, I mean, they are really fundamentally sound in the middle. You're not going to give up too many big plays with those guys, and just fun to watch out there.
Quarterback is back to throw on a third down, and 11 steps up in the pocket. He's sacked again at the 15-yard line. This time it's Isaac Anderson. What a job. That is the third sack of the year for Isaac Anderson, and Gus, I believe the defensive game plan says something about pinning your ears back today.
Yeah, a little bit, right? This looked like the Chiefs last Sunday against the Packers. Just do whatever you want. Go out there, have fun, be, you know, flying around, be aggressive to the football. And now the Ravens are going to put their punt return unit on. This was really good for them last week, and look at all those guys up on the line.
Austin Buteau is at the midfield stripe. Can the Ravens block another one? The snap is back and slow, and the kick is horrific. It's going to go out of bounds. No, it's going to land at the 45, take a Raven bounce to the 40, and Benedictine is going to have the ball to begin things. First and 10 at the Mid-America 40-yard line.
So on fourth and 20, you get a 25-yard punt.
It's exactly what you get. And the Raven offense in superb field position. I guess had they really been coming up to that kick, they would have blocked that one because it was off the ankles.
Yeah, and that snap was a little low. And for the Ravens out there, you're going to see Garrett Kettle. Understand that Garrett did not play last year against Mid-America. He was dealing with an injury. Last year, it was Luke Laskowski going 10 of 15 passing.
Garrett's got Rayshon Mills as the running back on his left hand, and he's back to throw. Looks left, throws left, and pass behind his intended receiver, Trey Adger, who reaches out, stiff arms. Going to pick up about 3 or 4. They'll have him up to around the 4, around down now to the 37-yard line. Carlos Fernandez, outside cornerback, does a really nice job for this team.
Yeah, he's a pretty big body out there. 6 foot, a buck 70. Their other cornerback, Anthony Seo, 6'1", 205. So kind of big at the cornerback position.
It is a second down 7 for BC. And the quarterback will keep it himself. He's trying to cut in the middle of the line, and there's nowhere for Garrett to go. He just tried to bounce out, never got to the edge. And they faked the handoff, Gus, to Todd. And Jay Sean, I thought, was going to probably carry it there. I don't know quite what happened. They tricked me, I think, as well as everybody else.
Yeah, and I think Jay Sean is a little upset because had he gotten that,
he's still running?
Yeah, there's no defensive end out there. The defensive end had crashed down and sold out on the keeper by Kettle. So a tough read right there for the Ravens. They're now looking at a 3rd and 9 here on their first possession.
Gathright and Todd and Adger wide to the right side. Now they're going to bring Buteau to the left. Nobody in the backfield with Garrett Kettle. It's a 3rd down 9 call. Benedictine. The snapback is terrible. Penalty markers are all over the field. Kettle running for his life. Throws downfield into traffic, and a dangerous pass is incomplete.
Yeah, but how much do you like that free play? You've got a false start against the defense. Throw it up. If Trey makes a play, awesome. If it gets intercepted, who cares? You're coming back and getting the 5 yards.
Well, there we go.
All right.
It is encroachment on the defense. Referee seemed beaten on his battery pack and his wireless mic business. Does that help? Can you whack it a few times? Ravens are going to have the ball now at the 34-yard line, where it'll bring them up a 3rd down and a long 3.
We smack our equipment. Does it work?
No. We're not going to tell the chief engineer we do that. It's third down, Benedictine. And Ravens inside the Mid-America 35-yard line. Garrett is back to throw. He's got his man downfield, and Buteau, touchdown, Ravens! Austin Buteau from Garrett Kittle, 34 yards out, and Benedictine, on its first possession of the afternoon, has broken out on top of Mid-America 6-0.
Nice read right there by Garrett Kittle. He realized on that little bit of a crossing pattern that Austin Buteau had come wide open, just lofts the ball over the defense, and for the Ravens, one possession, one touchdown, nothing wrong with that.
Because this Benedictine team, I believe, and I think the coaching staff would probably concur, has gotten better and better each week. That was a nice defensive stand to begin the game and a very making quick work of an offensive series as the PAT is airborne and good, and we're taking a timeout. Break of the action, still 11:02 to go in the opening quarter from Atchison, Kansas, where it is Benedictine 7, Mid-America nothing.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The Benedictine kick is away, end over end, and it'll be taken by Jerry and Manning. He'll cross the field, 10-15, and down at the 20-yard line. Ravens with great kick coverage. Gus, we got another guy off offense playing kick coverage now?
Yeah, this time another wide receiver, Jacob Gathright. Gathright looks at Harry O'Neill and said, you can make a tackle. I could do that, too. And he gets down there and makes a special team stop. It'll be first and 10 for Mid-America on their second possession of the ballgame, starting at their own 20.
And quarterback is, it's still going to be, it looks like Parsons. QB will keep it himself, boot to the left side, try to get to the edge, gets to the line of scrimmage, and is shoved out of bounds across the way by Davion Drayton. Davion Drayton followed his, I think, probably his family's automobile into the lot here early before the game this afternoon because it had a lot of go Davion's number ones and such as that. So it's great to see these guys getting family coming here and enjoying their game. Second down and 9. Quarterback, he's got room to run. Straight ahead now takes a feet-first slide. And Parsons, the freshman quarterback out of El Paso, Texas, will come up short of the first down, but he'll be leaving his team with a third down and a couple. Gus, you look at the program, it says Parsons is 6'2", 6'2", and 160. I'm telling you, he looks like he might be close to 6 foot tall as the power run into the right side is going to be enough for the first down. He may be 6 foot or so tall, and he is no more than 160 pounds. As he is a very, very slender, very lightly built young guy. We're going to look at a Raven who's bumped up a little bit out there on the field. And Joseph, tell you what, why don't we take a little TO here while they're attending to this. Taking a break. We are 5 minutes into the ball game in Atchison. Benedictine 7, Mid-America nothing.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, owns a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong: their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Injured Raven coming up the field in his own power looks to be just fine, and quickly Mid-America, a little pass into the left flat that is incomplete, looking for Caleb Tannis, another freshman. It is now a second down call. Pass over to the right side is going to be caught. A nice little sidestep, but superb defense for Benedictine by Tyler Tierney. That catch over on the far side, and there was just no advance of the ball after that first touch. Jerrion Manning coming up with the catch. It is now third down and a pair. Mid-America at their own 39-yard line, third down two. Ravens already leading it by a touchdown. And BC will jump offside. That was a great jump of the quarterback to induce that, and he throws a pass away, but the Ravens are going to cost themselves five and to give up a first down.
Yeah, that time you had a defensive end that just got a little over-amped trying to get back to the quarterback, and it's going to cost the Ravens the first down here.
Think he's whacked on that?
Every once in a while it kind of cuts in and out, but offsides on the defense is going to give Mid-America a first down by way of penalty. It'll be first and 10 for the Pioneers up to the 44-yard line.
9:20 to go in the opening half. Mid-America, a little wraparound handoff. No, quarterback's back. He throws over the middle. It's going to be broken up at the 40-yard line. Drayton again with the defense for Benedictine. The pass intended for, how about this, Paul St. Louis out of Naples, Florida. Naples, Florida. Isn't that where Ave Maria College is at?
Right.
There you go.
Kaiser Adolf today, right?
That's exactly. That was a big game in the NAIA today. Second down, 10. Mid-America going no huddle. They are in a hurry. The quarterback is back. Pulls it down. Now throwing. Throwing deep. Man wide open. Caught at the 20-yard line. And two defenders were Benedictine talking to one another. Each felt that they had the coverage on St. Louis, but it is a big gain all the way to the Benedictine 20-yard line with confusion in the secondary.
Well, you know why there's a little confusion in the secondary?
No.
Because you've got a new safety in the back. And so the problem is with one safety that's been there forever and one is a new converted safety, it just takes a minute to understand your coverages.
First and 10, Pioneers moving the ball with their second possession of the afternoon. Running back to the left hand of quarterback Adrian Parsons. He's back to throw again. Looking left. Throwing deep into the end zone, and it is broken up. That was a nice defense. Is that Kyle over there?
So Josh Morris over there, and then it was Tyler Tierney able to come over late and knock that football away. Right?
Yeah. You're exactly right. It was two. I thought maybe three, but it is two. Josh Morris.
And nice job, though, by Tyler Tierney. After that ball was tipped, Tierney lights up the receiver so he doesn't have a shot to come back and make the catch off of Karam.
It is a second down, 10. Mid-America at the Benedictine 20-yard line. This time the handoff is going to go to the running back, Jerrion Manning. Will dance first left, cut right, go across the grain, pick up only about three. He's at the 17-yard line. Tyler Wilson out of San Clemente with the tackle for Benedictine. A third down, 7, Mid-America. Because if you're thinking field goals, you're thinking untested water.
Yeah, so their field goal kicker today, Grant Pella, has not attempted a field goal this season.
Quarterback is back to throw on the third down. Rush out of the pocket. Breaks away from the first guy. He's going to run to the 20. He's got the first down at the 10. He's going to be dropped at the 4-yard line. And Benedictine had given big yardage there to Adrian Parsons. They could not catch him in the backfield, and then he had room to roll.
Finally, Jalen James comes over to make the stop for the Ravens, but not before. Mid-America finds themselves looking at a first and goal from the 5. Let's talk about Jalen James real quick. Coming into today's ball game, 81 tackles. His next highest is Gavin Spangler at 58. We're going to finish this thought after this play.
Mid-America brings in a fullback and is going to put him kind of in a wing position on the left side. Duff is going to go to the running back, and he will go into the end zone. Touchdown, Mid-America. Jerrion Manning follows the big block of his fullback into the left side of the line, and the Pioneers are a PAT short of a tie.
to finish our thought about Jalen James, right now, 81 tackles coming in the game. Gavin Spangler is the second highest at 58. Do you realize that with today, he could not make another tackle the rest of the day? Jalen James is going to lead the Ravens 4 of his 5 years in tackles. The only year he didn't, Cody Stinson was the leading tackler for Benedictine.
Here comes the PAT. It'll be held by Silas Templeman. The snap by Techt. It is up, and it is good. We've got a timeout of the field as the game is deadlocked. 7.5 minutes of play in the opening half. Benedictine 7, Mid-America 7.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Unley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Unley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours. Open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Here comes Trey Adger with the return down the left side. The only man to beat the kicker, Crampella. And he will bump Adger out at the Pioneer 30-yard line. A high, short kick. And Trey Adger, another spectacular return that he adds to his resume.
Anytime Trey Adger touches the football, you just expect fireworks, right? I mean, such an amazing athlete. And can I tell you right there, I really thought he was probably going to try to, like, jump over the kicker. And
I thought he was going to juke him to the outside and cut back in toward the middle of the field is where I was expecting.
Nonetheless, the Ravens are 30 yards away from another touchdown. They'll take over here first and 10.
Jayshon Todd will go motion to the right side, where the Ravens will settle in a triangle or a diamond of four receivers. Now, Garrett Kittle, a quarterback, drops to the 30-20. Garrett to the 10. Touchdown, Ravens! Garrett Kittle! That was a designed quarterback draw. And the 6'4 senior QB rolls it in. Benedictine goes up 13-0.
What a job. Lead blocking out there by your tight end, Harry Balke, the 6'4, 220 freshman, who's a converted wide receiver to tight end here late in the season. He did a great job on a kick-out block, and all of a sudden, Ravens find themselves into the end zone. We're just talking that they were 30 yards away from their next touchdown. There it was.
Here comes Sam Wilbur for the PAT. It is placed, it is up, and it is good, and the Ravens waste no time. A one-play drive, and we're at 7:14 to go in the opening half. Timeout of the field, Benedictine now 14, Mid-America 7.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
The Benedictine kickoff is away, and Jerry and Manny calls for a fair catch at the 5 and then watches the ball sail over his head and out the back of the end zone. It'll be Pioneer football. Gus, nice crowd on Senior Day and Community Appreciation Day. But you talk about the weather, it's not exactly like SoFla, but we are at 41 degrees here this afternoon. 6 miles an hour is the breeze coming out of the south, very high barometric pressure. So we've only got a little clouds. These skies are not pristinely clear, a little high cirrus clouds, but very high ceiling. Here's a handoff of the first play. Sprinting to the right side and quickly darting out of bounds is going to be the running back over there, Colin J. Weldridge.
This is not iguana-friendly weather.
No.
Don't they just, like, fall out of the trees with this kind of weather?
The hibiscus that I've got planted by my porch, they suffered really badly.
Yeah.
Second down, quarterback is back, play action, throwing deep, he's got a man! Caught! At the 40, down to the 30, tackle from behind at the Raymond 27-yard line. It was Adrian Parsons looking downfield, and he did a great job finding Paul St. Louis.
Yeah, and that time, Davion Drayton finally was able to catch up, make the tackle on the play. The Ravens going to take out a linebacker, bring in another defensive back type. So look out there, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, they're going to be in a nickel package right here on this first and 10 from the 27.
Gus, are we seeing the future of Mid-America football here with a freshman quarterback, freshman receiver, and he's going deep down the right side, pushing, shoving, nearly picked off, and it ends up incomplete. Josh Morris was down there, and he had man coverage on Silas Templeman.
Well, Josh Morris jumps up. He's looking for a flag. I think Coach Osborne over here is looking for a flag, and I don't disagree because Morris is trying to pull that shoulder pad back in because he had good interior position. And that time, Silas Templeman just went over the top of him and stole it away.
Templeman, another freshman. It's a second down, 10, Mid-America. Looks to throw, goes left. Complete at the 20-15, down to the 10-yard line, racing for the pylon. And they're going to say stepping out of bounds at the 2. Two defenders chasing, one coming across the field. And again, Mid-America having success throwing the football in this first quarter.
If you watch Thursday Night Football, that looked like the Dolphins late in the game where they swing it out to the left side and nobody was out there on that receiver.
It's first and goal from 2 yards away. QB drops the ball and he jumps on it, covers it up at the 5-yard line and throwing his hands in the air. Weldridge for Mid-America, the running back, is like, you were supposed to give it to me. What's the matter with you? And frankly, Mid-America very lucky to have retained possession.
That time it looked like the Pioneers just trying to move a little too fast right there. Didn't get a good snap. Didn't get a good fake on the handoff. And now they're looking at second and goal out to the 5.
Now it's going to be Jerrion Manning in the backfield. Quarterback is back to throw. Looking right, looking right, looking right. Throws it to Weldridge, and he juggles and drops it. And then Tyler Tanner is there just to make sure he does not try to do any more.
Yeah, Tyler Tanner is pretty good about that, right? Making sure that a guy's not going to get a second opportunity at the football. It's going to fall incomplete. And all of a sudden, the Pioneers were looking like they were cooking. Now they're at third and goal from the 5. And if I'm Mid-America, you may be in 4-down territory right here.
Pioneers, once again, are going to go to the bench. And once again, are going to be bringing in that big fullback, Byron Cox, 6'3", 230. Out of William Crispin High School, QB's back. It's a QB draw, and he is down at the 6. The Ravens absolutely read that play, and again, Jalen's in there on the stop.
Yeah, you're not going to run that play right by Jalen James, and that time he's able to push off that offensive lineman and make the stop, and here you go. You're going to see a field goal opportunity for Mid-America.
And they've got a new kicker out there cooking. As it's going to be Trevor Heidley, a 6-foot freshman from Willard, Missouri.
He is 2 of 5 on the year and lost his kicking duties last week.
But he's back here today. It's down, it's up, and did he get it there? I don't know how, but it cleared the crossbar, and it's good. We're going to get a timeout as Mid-America gets 3 on the board. 5:11 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 14, Mid-America 10.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Well, another freshman kicker for Mid-America, Grant Pella. The freshman out of Park Hill High School comes in. The Ravens are going to have Buteau and Adger back deep, and Benedictine will drop deeper on this kick return with a different kicker. It is end over end. Buteau will take it at the 13. Comes to the left side to the 20. Back to the middle. That's going to be Adger. Loses his balance and can't get to the edge. 27-yard lines where Benedictine will begin this series. Trey Adger with that BC return. So for Benedictine, Gus, let's see. Two possessions, two touchdowns. It's been the offense has been clicking right along here today.
Yeah, for Mid-America, they punted on their very first possession. Since then, a touchdown and a field goal. So for Benedictine, starting possession number three right here at their own 27.
Mid-America has a single man over the top deep in the defensive secondary. Quarterback is going to keep it. Now drops back to throw. He's got his man. It's Gathright at the 45-40. Gathright at the 30. They won't catch him. Count that. That is a 73-yard touchdown strike. Garrett Kendall to Jacob Gathright, and the Ravens have back-to-back one-play scoring drives.
So a couple weeks ago, you were talking to Coach Osborne, and he was talking about the speed that he has a receiver between Jay Sean Todd and Jacob Gathright, and he said, which one's faster? And he said, it's Gathright. Well, we just got the idea of how much faster, because, man, that cornerback was one step away from him, and next thing you know, Jacob just hit the gas and was gone. That was an impressive job right there by the freshman out of Oceanside, California, and the Ravens now 3-for-3 on drives ending in touchdowns.
Sam Wilbur's PAT is airborne and good, and as quickly as that, Benedictine uses less than 20 seconds to score again. Timeout on the field at 4:51 to go, still in the opening quarter. Benedictine 21. Can they light them all up today? Mid-America 10.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Well, with the Ravens kickoff, Jerrion Manning will field it, bring it to the center of the field, and be down at the 26-yard line. It is first and 10, Mid-America. Gus, for Benedictine, it has been absolutely stunning offense today in his first quarter.
Yeah, Mid-America scores the touchdown. 16 seconds left, Benedictine scores. Mid-America hits a 23-yard field goal, and what? 20 seconds later, Benedictine scores the touchdown.
Here's a pass over into the left flat. It's going to be caught right at the first down marker. Gain of, are they going to say move it? Yeah, they're going to give him a gain of 10. And Mid-America, again, Gus, hustling up over the football. They are going no-huddle offense. Try to keep this BC defense on its heels just a little bit. The ball now at the 36-yard line of the Pioneers. They're going to go wing to the right side and a running back behind your freshman quarterback, Adrian Parsons. And here's a straight-ahead run to the 40. Left side, 45. And lunging, coming up about a yard short of the first down, is Wilridge.
Zach Gill over there for the Ravens to make the stop. We talk about Zach, a senior outside linebacker out of Blue Valley, and able to make the stop on the play. Zach has been a guy who, over the years, has played quite a bit this year, been banged up most of the season, but good to see him back out there here in the late last couple games.
It is a second and one. Dream call. Quarterback is back, going deep, left side, got his man, and it's broken up, and because that is the play that Coach Osborne and I were talking about the other day. It was made by Adam Wilbers. When you have coverage going upfield, and this is just a nine route, this is just a fly down the left side, the defender does not, and he said old school, it's old school to teach these guys to turn around and look for the ball. Now when they know the ball is coming, you throw your arms in the air and try to bat it away. Wilbers did that. Now the quarterback is going to boot to the left side. He's got room. Runs into Raven territory all the way down to the Benedictine 31-yard line. A quarterback keeper by Adrian Parsons. 24?
Yep, 24-yard run right there by the quarterback, Adrian Parsons. And again, these two offenses are flying up and down the field, putting a lot of yards up in the early going. And well, we've got 31 points and still 3.5 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Slugging it out. Hand off. No. Quarterback back. Has his man open and incomplete. And they're going to call pass interference this time on Davion.
Yeah, that time Davion Drayton had one hand up, but the problem was the other hand might have been firmly placed on the waist of the intended receiver trying to hold him up a little bit.
But again, you see what he did. He did not turn around, look for the ball. You throw that arm up and just try to get in the way. Is that the referee today who's making those calls? Is that Charlie Brown's teacher? You know, from the TV shows and movies, you know how what she sounds like, the Charlie Brown's teacher?
Oh, yeah, I got you now.
Yeah, yeah, kind of what it sounds like to me. First and 10 at the 21. Penalty assessed. Middlebrook moving the ball again. QB's back. Steps up. Throws one sidearm and batted away again by Drayton. What a game that young man's having today.
Davion Drayton has been all over the field for the Ravens that time, getting a hand on and knocking that football away. He is amped the defense, looking to maybe draw a little momentum out of that knockaway. It'll bring up second and 10 now for the Pioneers with 3:13 left here in the first quarter.
Damian's a matchup that Mid-America is trying to exploit because they've got a 6'2" or 6'3" receiver out there on, you know, Davion, who's 5'9", 5'10". They think they can take advantage of that, but he has been playing fantastic football today. It is a second down, 10 call, Mid-America just outside the Raven 20-yard line. Quarterback will hand off, straight ahead run, hit behind the line of scrimmage, and pile driven down. Outstanding defense for Benedictine by Zach Gill. It's so good to see him back out there.
Yeah, Zach Gill doing a great job. Comes through untouched into the backfield. Has a TFL right there, a loss of 2 on the play. It's going to bring up now 3rd and 12 for the Mid-America offense. And the Pioneers really just don't look like they're going to slow down any. They're quickly back up over the football. Now they're going to change a couple receivers from the right to the left and go trips left.
Benedictine leading in the ball game 21-10 with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Motion will come to the right side. Back to throw again. The freshman quarterback looks over the middle. He's got a man uncontested. Touchdown, Mid-America. And again, Benedictine mixed up on coverage. There was no one there.
Yeah, I think the problem with that play was that the safety was going over to try to make the play on the football. He didn't realize that the wide receiver was going to cut right in front of him, take that football away, and a 23-yard touchdown for the Pioneers.
So Mid-America looking to tack on one more. And again, the kicker is going to be Trevor Hiley. Right foot soccer style kicker, held by Templeman. It is down, it is up, and it's an adventure, but it's good. We're taking a break in Atchison. This is not basketball. This is football, but we got basketball scoring happening. 2:28 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine 21, Mid-America 17.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
It is Buteau and Adger back to return. Gus, hard to believe this is the last game we'll be able to talk about those two guys back as the return duo for Benedictine. They've been so good for so many years, and it'll be Trey taking it. He's at the 12-yard line. Adger slow walks it to the 20, looks for a block that does not occur, and he'll be up at the 28-yard line. It is first and 10. Benedictine at their own 28. And Gus, the Raven defense is having a little bit of a problem with Mid-America. Can you believe that we're still in the first quarter and the Pioneers have over 200 yards of offense?
Yeah, the Pioneers, 32 plays, 207 yards. Benedictine, how about this? Only 6 plays, 21 points, and 141 yards. Benedictine has held onto the ball for 207. The Pioneers for 10-25 so far here in the first quarter.
Well, you talked about those scoring drives. We're going to have to this first down play. We're just kind of going to recap how many plays the Ravens have run today. First and 10 BC. Kettle is back to throw. Hits his man coming out of the backfield. 35, 40, hurdling, 45-yard line. That's the big guy, Harry O'Neill, with the catch and run.
So the Ravens' very first possession of the ball game is a 34-yard touchdown strike. That was their longest drive of the day. 4 plays, 42 yards, but a minute 31. Then they had a 30-yard touchdown run by Kettle. That was 1 play, 30 yards, 8 seconds. Jacob Gathright, 74-yard touchdown reception, 1 play, 74 yards, 12 seconds. That last drive for Mid-America, 8 plays, 74 yards in 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
First and 10, Ravens at their own 45. Hand off to Rayshon, 45-50. Rayshon, 45. He's going to be pushed out of bounds, way out of play on the far side. Rayshon Mills last year against Mid-America, his probably finest hour.
Yep.
Greatest
day. Day.
Yes. 32 carries last year for 225 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not only did he do it because he was having a great day, but Gus, it was gale force winds at the ODAC, and certainly that affected how that game was played. The Ravens kept it on the ground and did it successfully. First and 10, Benedictine at the 42. And on the little jet sweep, no, quarterback will keep it. Garrett straight ahead down to the 35, picking up 7. It was kind of a play action on the jet sweep to Jayshon Todd. They pull it back, and the quarterback just goes straight downhill.
If you're interested in that Baylor-Oklahoma game and you have a DVR, turn on radio for like 10 seconds. Because early in the fourth quarter, Baylor leads Oklahoma 17-7 down there in Waco. So,
and
that's a short trip, right, from Norman to Waco.
But Oklahoma has brought Spencer Rattler in.
Course,
how about that?
Of course they would.
They did. We're at the last minute of the opening quarter. Second down. Benedictine back to throw. Garrett chased out, rolling right. Looking now, he's going to run. 40, 35, gets the first down, darts out of bounds at the 30-yard line. Okay, you see that piece of gear that somebody just picked up out on the field, you know, around the 30-yard line? What is that? Because in the JCN game last night, I saw that happen, I bet, 12 times in the game. That same piece of gear somebody had to go get.
It's his little hand warmers that buckle around
it
your
back
waist.
Back here at the 41.
Yeah, he just threw it out there. But, yeah, it's one of those little hand warmers
that
buckles around your waist and you put your hands in it. Yeah, they're constantly falling off.
See, the official throws that one out of the way. First down, Ravens. They'll swing it over to Rayshon to the 30, 25, 22-yard line. Rayshon getting 9 on a first down carry. That'll take us to the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the field, 1 quarter in the book, and Atchison. It is an offensive juggernaut. Benedictine 21, Mid-America 17.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Good to have you back with us here in Atchison, Kansas, where the Benedictine Ravens have not run a lot of plays, but they have scored a lot of points. 2-1 play, touchdown scoring drives. The other touchdown drive, a four-play event. Ravens in front, 21-17. First play of the second quarter. Ravens a second down and one at the 23. It's going to go to Rayshon. He will bounce outside. Rayshon to the 20. Cuts in the middle of 15. Mills all the way to the 10. Dancing with four defenders, and they're going to say he stopped at the 8-yard line. First and goal, Benedictine.
Yeah, great job right there by Rayshon Mills. He pushes up all the way to the 5. Reese Portugal, the outside linebacker coming into the ballgame with 44 tackles, finally stops him, but not before the Ravens are able to get in a first and goal setup. The ball is going to be spotted down at the 8-yard line.
Harry O'Neill comes into the game for Benedictine. Pete Cadena is wide to the left side, and in between the two of them is Jacob Gathright. BC is going to be wide to the right side with Jay Sean Todd. Quarterback Garrett Kittle, no one to the backfield with him on a first and goal call. Handoff is going to go to Todd on the jet sweep. He's at the 5. He's at the goal line. And does he get the pylon? No. Inches short, it is second and goal.
Nice to see Jay Sean Todd back in the mix today. He did not play last week when we were down in Nixa, coming off of an injury at Baker 2 weeks ago. So good to see him back out there. The Ravens are going to look at now a second and goal, and the ball is going to be inside the 1. They're going to bring in Harry Balke. You're also going to have in there Harry O'Neill at your tight ends.
Rayshon will return. So we'll see how Benedictine elects to go about this. Second and goal, 1 yard away. Two receivers to the right side, a wing to the left. Rayshon to the backfield will be handed the football. End zone touchdown, Rayshon Mills, and Benedictine increases its lead. With 13:40 to play here in the first half, it's 27-17 Ravens.
A couple weeks ago, we saw a team go 7 possessions, 7 touchdowns.
Yes.
Ravens are 4 possessions, 4 touchdowns, and we're, what, 1:20 into the second quarter?
Barely into the second quarter. The Raven PAT effort's going to come from freshman Sam Wilbur from CB. It is on its way, and got it. Joseph, another break. Lots of points here in Atchison, 13:40 to play in the first half. Benedictine 28, Mid-America 17.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
So So the ensuing Benedictine kickoff is very high, very short. A fair catch is called for by Miles Hines, a receiver for Mid-America. He will make the catch, and the Pioneers are going to begin this series in great field position. It's first and 10 at the 30-yard line for Mid-America. Quarterback Adrian Parsons. And again, against this Mid-America team, running a lot of freshmen out here in their last game of the season. The pass is going to be caught, and Miles Hines, the guy who made that fair catch, catches his pass. He will lose yardage coming out of the backfield. His 6-foot sophomore from Atlanta, Georgia. Tackle for a loss of 3. It's 2nd and 13. The Benedictine defense has done a good job for, you know, it seems like 2 or 3 plays, they'll really be stopping him. And then Mid-America pulls the rabbit out of the hat and is able to proceed downfield a little bit further. Second down call. QB's back to throw. Going over the middle. His man caught. 35-40. And another Mid-America first down. Pioneer receivers are doing a splendid job of finding the openings, the gaps, the vacancies in the coverage for Benedictine. That was Javonte Martin, wide receiver out of Columbus, Georgia. Last week, he had one catch for 16 yards against Missouri Valley. He makes a catch there for a 1st and 10. Mid-America at their own 43-yard line. McKinn moving the football. Quarterback is back to throw. Rolling. Now throws across his body. Man wide open. Caught. And he's going to go downfield. Hit at the 40. Drags the defender to the 31-yard line. That was the last defender, Adam Wilbers, between Mid-America and another touchdown.
That's a very Marco Aguinaga type play, right? You ran the action all the way to the left. They stopped. They threw it all the way back across the field. And the Ravens struggled with that against Baker. And there they struggled with it against Mid-America. That all the way across the field lob pass, that's a dangerous one.
BC with only 3 down linemen to chase the quarterback. Pass is going to go to the left side. They caught it at the 25-yard line and down to the 20. It's going to be another. Mid-America 1st and 10. This one caught by Jerrion Manning, 5'9" receiver, 12 catches, 65 yards last week. Last year against Benedictine, 13 for 43. So he will carry the ball. He will catch the ball. Good all-purpose kind of a offensive player. 1st and 10 to the Raven 20-yard line. Back to throw again. Parsons rolling, looking. Now he's going to run it. He's got room to the 20. 15, and again, feet first at the 12-yard line.
That time he looked up, saw Josh Moore is bearing down on him. He said, let's just hit that feet first slide, and we're going to be looking at a 2nd and 3 type play. And quickly the Pioneers back up over it.
Oh, yeah. Quarterback has got a single man behind him on his 2nd and 2 call inside the Raven 15. Hand off to the running back. He'll get the edge, 15, pushed out of bounds around the 12-yard line. Great pursuit by Adam Wilbers.
No gain on the play. Wilbers doing a great job getting over there. He's a sophomore out of Helias High School. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 3 for Mid-America. And the Pioneers, what they're trying to do is they're trying to stay fast and not allow the Ravens to make substitutions. But that time, they were able to get Joe Glasser in there.
Yep, Joe is going to check in for Dwayne Lacy. 3rd down and 2. Quarterback is back, going into the end zone. Broken up in the back of the end zone. That was a great play by, again, Josh Morris and Gus. 6'4 freshman receiver Caleb Tannis. I thought he had that ball right there, right beneath the goalpost.
Yeah, how good has Josh Morris been in, like, the last 3 weeks, right? Goes back to the Baker game where he was spectacular. That time doing a great job getting his hand in the air and then swiping the ball out from the intended receiver at the last moment. Now the Pioneers are looking at 4th and 3, and they're going to leave the offense out there.
Now what they are going to do is take out a lineman and bring in an additional receiver. And now Benedictine is going to Connor coming in? 4-3 on the play clock. They're going to have to burn a timeout. Mid-America ran out of time. We'll take a break, Joseph, and be back with this 4th down call. 11:13 to go in the half. Benedictine leading at 28-17.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, bum, bum.
Mid-America comes out, taking a timeout, looking at a fourth down two at the Benedictine 13-yard line. Got to get it to the 10. They have loaded up receivers and brought a fullback into block. Quarterback is going to stay in. Drops back. Look it. Steps up. Hit from behind. He is sacked back at the 19-yard line.
Joe Glasser, the guy the Ravens just brought in, was able to get up there and make the sack on the play. Great pressure up front by Joe Burke and Matt Cobbs to collapse the pocket and give Glasser the sack. And that is a turnover on downs for the Pioneers, the second possession of the day that they haven't ended with some points.
There's a big deal for Benedictine to ultimately stop that possession and give up no points. Here comes the Raven offense. Benedictine is going to have running back Rayshon Mills out there with Garrett Kettle. Wide to the right side, Peyton Hazuga. Slot to the right side. They'll go wide left with Buteau. First and 10, Benedictine at their own 19-yard line. Great defense for the Ravens. They've got to be very proud of that stand. Long count. Garrett Kettles back to throw. All kinds of time. Dances around a little bit now. Picks up his man out of the backfield, Buteau, down the right side, 30, 35, up near the 40-yard line. They're going to say all the way to the 41-yard line. Buteau did a great job of coming back, helping his quarterback out, and extending that play.
You know, that play right there, they were originally set to find Jayshon Todd on a deep post route. Can I tell you, by the time Kettle looked up and found Jayshon, I don't think he could throw it that far, and so he realized he had to check underneath and get it out to Buteau.
What are the dangers of having an extremely fast receiver? Now here's Kettle, going to keep it himself and only gain a yard, perhaps two, no more than that, is Jaden McWilliams. He's a big guy and another Mid-American freshman. This team is heavily laden with freshmen and sophomores. He's 6'3", 300 pounds.
Yeah, you know, going through the boards this week, very few returners from last year's team. So for Mid-America, kind of hit the reset button, and right now Coach Paul Hansen is probably liking the way these young guys are playing.
Right. They're taking their lumps. 3-7 going into game 11 this season is Mid-America. Second down, 9. Ravens back to throw. Quarterback rolls right. Now it's just going to run to be bumped out of bounds on the near side. Is there a marker? Here it comes. Garrett Kettle had run out of bounds into the Ravens sideline, and then a defender coming in late gives him an extra little punch or push and knocked to the ground. And the official standing right there.
Anytime you go on to a sideline, the officials are really looking for something. Dead ball, personal foul, Mid-America.
So that is going to push the ball from the 42 all the way across midfield, and they'll advance it to the, where are we going to go, the Pioneer 42 or 3 yard line, something like that? Here we go. About the 43, I think it'd be about right. And Benedictine's ready. They're up ready to get over the football as soon as the officials get it placed. First and 10, Ravens at the Pioneer 43. 9:49 to go in the first half. This game's taking its time. Handoff is going to go to Rayshon Mills. Bounces outside of the 40. 35. Rayshon cuts against the grain. 30-yard line down to the 27-yard line. Rayshon Mills getting 15 on a first down run.
Helaman Sagapolu with a stop on the play for Mid-America. He's a big senior out of Salt Lake City, Utah, the defensive end, recording his 10th tackle of the season. Now the Ravens going to take out Pete Kadena and bring him into the ball game. Is that the freshman probably? Yeah,
yep.
It is. Ethan Peratt. We saw him a little bit last week, the freshman out of Apple Valley, California.
Ravens hook it to the first down, 10 at the 27-yard line. Garrett Kettle back to throw, has a man, and should have been picked off. Kettle's pass was errant. It was too tall, and it was nearly picked off by Jackson Malone. Clearly out of the reach of Peyton Hazuga. BC fortunate to be looking at a second down here.
Yeah, Peyton Hazuga is a guy who, you know, this drive is his first plays of the afternoon. Didn't see him much last week in Nixa. He's just been a guy that has kind of struggled to get integrated into the offense. By the time he got healthy, it was so late in the season, and the Ravens just trying to find a way to get him the football.
It is second and 10 for Benedictine, who leads 28-17. Quarterback is back, in trouble, rolling, look, now throwing out of bounds and just pitching the ball away. And that was a smart thing to do right there for Garrett Kittle. As that play, it has just gone south a little bit. 9 minutes to go in the half, and you're enjoying college football this afternoon here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. Happy to have you with us, whether you're driving down the highway, combining a little beans this afternoon, maybe just sitting on the lanai feeding the ducks. Doesn't matter. Glad to have you along for Benedictine football. Week 11 of the season. Motion to the left side is going to be Austin Buteau. Now he'll set up way out over the numbers on the far side of the field, and we must have motion. There's a marker from the line judge.
Yeah, and we had a pioneer that came across. I don't think you made contact, but I do think that a Raven then jumped. So dead ball, false start. Offense. So, instead of 3rd and 10, the Ravens now looking at a 3rd and 15.
You know what? Hamada Wealth Management can help you if you need investments, stock market plan, retirement, all of that kind of stuff. Hamada Wealth Management, you need to give them a call, 928-443-7536. Hamada Wealth Management. 3rd down now and 15 for the Ravens. They're at the Pioneer 32-yard line. Again, now the quarterback is going to keep it. Boot to the right side, hit at the 30-yard line, and Garrett Kittle will be piled up right there. He got a couple of yards, and now a late, late marker as Tremont Pledger, an old Lansing Lion. How about him for Mid-America with the stop? But way after the play and at the point of tackle, we got a flag on the floor here.
Officials taking a lot of time because there's a lot of activity after the quarterback went to the ground. You had an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman kind of exchanging some words, and I'm not so sure you're not going to see an unsportsmanlike. Wouldn't be shocked if you see them offset each other.
5 of the 7 officials are in on this conversation. That is remarkable.
Targeting. That player is going to be calling it in the afternoon.
Yes. So you have a personal foul targeting whistled against Mid-America. The player, and I'm looking to see who exits the field. The player has been ejected.
I'm pretty sure that's who it is. Because see, he's over there
goes
with the officials, and that's it.
It will be free safety. Kid Dickerson out of, I can't believe a guy from Mesquite, Texas would be called for that. But he is an old Skeeter from Mesquite, Texas. And he has been disqualified here with 8:48 to play in the first half. And the subsequent penalty yardage will advance the football, getting Benedict in a 1st and 10 just inside the Pioneer 15-yard line. Ravens in front of the ball game, 28-17. And, yes, we are not midpoint yet of the second quarter. It has been a while. We're over an hour, well over an hour into this game. Garrett Kittle has a wing to the right side. A little wraparound handoff to Rayshon. Follows the block into the gap on the left side. It just rides it down to the 10-yard line, picking up 5. So that would be like, what, the B gap on the left side, right?
Yep. And then coming up, making the stop, Zyree White, a 6-foot junior defensive end, Shawnee Heights.
Here comes a young man who we have not, I don't believe, seen yet this afternoon and is settling in to the Raven backfield. It's going to be Damon Wiegand. Damon, the 5'9" speedster in the backfield, 180 pounds. It is a 2nd down. Ravens at the 10-yard line. 2nd down at about 5. Motion will come to the middle of the field. Handoff is going to go to Wiegand. He looks for a little daylight. Finds just a little. Pushes down close to, but going to be about a yard short of the 1st down. Give Damon 4 on that 2nd and 5 carry.
Yeah, and Damon Wiegand really struggled last week at Evangel, so it's good to see him kind of get something going on that run right there. So for the Ravens, now a little bit of a decision. You're coming up on third down and trying to map out the next couple plays here.
So you leave Damon out there. You try to, you know, you got to have a feel-good moment a little bit for the junior running back. And he will move over to the quarterback's left hand. It is a third down and a yard call. Benedictin at the six. And, yeah, I think they're in four-down territory. Here's a pass over to the right side. Caught at the knees. It was not a good pass, but for Harry O'Neill, it was a spectacular catch. He went down, he caught it, and it's right at the marker.
They're going to say right on the line, that's what you needed. And I thought they said move the sticks, but they're going to say fourth down to the Ravens. Short by the nose of the football, you're going to see Peyton Hazuga check out, Harry Balky in.
And they will leave Weigand in the backfield. Wide to the left side is going to be Trey. Wide to the right side is going to be Gathright. Tight end on the left side, Harry O'Neill. Tight end on the right side, Balky. Quarterback will keep it himself. That's going to be the first down for Garrett Kettle. He needed to get just inside the five. He gets just inside the four. They will advance the chains. It is first and goal, Benedictine. And Gus, this is by far the longest offensive possession of the afternoon for Benedictine. Matter of fact, more snaps in this possession than in all the other possessions combined.
Yeah, I mean, for the Ravens, this fifth possession has taken quite a bit of time coming up to make the stop on that play. You had Perry Williams, a freshman out of Daytona, and Troy Hall, a junior out of Victorville, California.
Weigand is going to come out of the ball game, and on the first and goal, it'll be Jayshon Todd in the backfield with Garrett Kettle. Now Jayshon motions out. Kettle will keep it himself. Boots to the right side. Looks to cut into the middle. Steps inside the defensive end and goes down to the one.
Can I tell you, so many times I see that action of Garrett Kettle kind of approaching the line of scrimmage, looking. I'm always expecting him to just stop and just do a little jump pass right there, right? I mean, the linebackers are flying up. It's a chance to really just dump one over the back.
So Jayshon Todd goes out, and it'll be Rayshon Mills to carry the ball into the end zone on this down. 5.5 to go in the half. Benedictine in front, 28-17, looking to add to that. Second down, handoff Rayshon. Touchdown, Ravens! Rayshon Mills came into the game, Gus, for one reason, because they wanted a power run to pick up that yard. He did it, and Benedictine goes in front now, 28-17.
For Rayshon, that's going to be his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. And here comes, what, Sam? Yep, Sam Wilbur.
Ravens go up 34-17 with that score. Terrible snap, but well placed by Garrett Kettle. The kick is a success. Timeout, Joseph, 5:21 left in the half. Benedictine now 35, Mid-America 17.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Well, Benedictine goes with the worm burner kickoff. Is that thing you say? Scooting across the ground, finally picked up around the 25-yard line, returned across the 30, and Mid-America will have it first and 10 to their own 33-yard line. 5:15 to go here in the first half. Ravens pushed to a 35-17 lead over the Pioneers. The level of cloudiness has increased as the game has moved on. It is, again, very high ceilings, but now mostly overcast here in Atchison. Quarterback's back. Deep pass. Caught. 40. 30. 20. He will go the distance and now Mid-America with a one play. 66-yard touchdown pass. Caleb Tanis from Adrian Parsons. And Gus, the Raven defense was snoozing.
Yeah, you talk about Caleb Tanis. Five plays, 56 yards, and a touchdown last week against Missouri Valley. He's their leading receiver. 1,177. You're right, 1,177. And now his 21st touchdown reception of the season.
So the Ravens, who have had two one-play scoring drives, find Mid-America with a one-play scoring drive. The point after is through, and yes, Joseph, another timeout. Joseph, you're going to need a nap tonight. 5:06 to go. We're in the first half yet in Atchison. Benedictine 35, Mid-America 24.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Well, the kick is away and markers litter the field, Gus says. Were they going for the little onside?
They were. They sent a man in motion from the right to the left to the right. And so they had two guys coming from opposite sides. They swooped around the kicker. Just tried to dribble it off the tee and recovered himself with a great heads-up play by an up-back right there, and that was Adam Wilbers.
All right, here's the deal. You've been practicing maybe all summer, officially since, you know, August or, you know, in July. You've been playing all these games. Game 11 of the year. You're not playing again after this afternoon for the rest of the year. If you've got that play, you know, on page 64 of the playbook, why are you not using it today? What are you saving it for?
Yeah, you're not saving it for much, right?
So no.
This is your chance to pull anything out of the hat. It was going to be a offsides against Mid-America. They're going to say they got off before that kick got away. So the Ravens going to start this at the 39 of Mid-America.
Pretty nice field position for this Raven offensive series. Just like you call it, 39, just inside the 40-yard line. Quarterback is back to throw again. Fires one. It'll be caught on the near side of the 35, pulling a defender inside the 30. There's going to be a face mask penalty because as he was trying to advance the ball for Benedictine, that was Ethan Perrott, who had his headgear face mask grabbed, and he was bulldogged to the ground. And it is going to be not only a first down, but additional yardage on top of that. So, the official still beating on his microphone and equipment. And there is the personal foul face mask penalty being assessed. It looked like a PBR, the Professional Bull Riding Association, out there say, we're bulldogging him down. The advance of the ball via the penalty is going to be all the way to the 15-yard line. And the Ravens threaten again. 35-24. We've still got almost 5 minutes to go in the opening half, and we are almost 60 points into this game. Here's a handoff. Rayshon, 15. Rayshon, 10. Rayshon, 5. Touchdown, Ravens! Rayshon Mills from 15 yards out, and the kickers have got to be exhausted.
Wow. Benedictine on that possession going to take 29 seconds. So,
29 seconds and, two or three plays for that score 40. And now, Gus, you're the research guy. You love to find the statistics. What is the most points Benedict has scored in a half? Or what is the most combined points between two teams in a half? Because we got to be threatening that here. The placement, the kick, and the point. We'll be working on that as we come back. Time out of the field here in Atchison, Kansas. The points are coming. Benedict at 42. Mid-America 24.
Hundley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They're carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits. Something for everyone. Swing in and shop their wide selection. You may find a new favorite. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor. Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
The Benedictine kickoff is high and caught by the breeze that continues to increase here, driven down, taken by Jerrion Manning at the 14-yard line, who absolutely just sprints north, gets across the 35, up to the 37, maybe 38-yard line, first and 10, Mid-America. And they'll begin this series with some really good field position. Over 4.5 minutes to go in the opening half, 42-24 Benedictine. That's right, we are not halfway through yet today. Quarterback will hand off a little misdirection, and the running back is going to pick up about 3 to the 41. That time, Adrian Parsons had stepped back, faked the pitch to the left side, like a lateral, and then pulled it back down and handed off to his running back, who was right beside him, then sprinting forward, trying to get that defense to sell out and get out into the flat and vacate the middle. Didn't work. Back to the play, second down. Here's a pass down the left side, almost caught at the 30-yard line. And again, Gus, who's having the big day for Benedictine in that defensive backfield?
Davion Drayton over there along with, was that Josh Morris? And those guys are doing a great job in the secondary. You look back to maybe, I believe this is probably going to be the most points scored in a half for Benedictine. Way back on September 9th of 2017, Benedictine scored 51 in the first half against Avila.
That was a very sunny, hot afternoon in Kansas City. Now here's a quarterback keeping it, getting it across midfield, and diving forward to pick up the first down at the Benedictine 48-yard line. Freshman quarterback Adrian Parsons. Do they call him AP, you think?
I would.
I'd be asking him to if it was me. He runs pretty well. Not like AP, but he runs very nicely. Picked up a first down there for his Pioneer team. 3.5 to go in the half. At the Raven 48-yard line, the Pioneer offense back to throw again. Coming out of the backfield, the pass is going to be caught at the line of scrimmage up the left side and bumped out of bounds ultimately into the Benedictine sideline, but not before there's good yardage gained by Kalenji Wildridge. Wildridge will pick up a first down. They will spot him out inside the 35.
We saw Evangel last week and couldn't understand how they can beat hardly anybody this year, right? They're holding tight with Central Methodist. It's 7-0 Central Methodist with 12 seconds left in the first half.
Quarterback back to throw again. Parsons has a man wide open, throws right. He was on a knee, and they're going to say it's incomplete.
They're going to say that ball skipped before it got to him, incomplete. Baker, right now, at the half, leads Missouri Valley 35-7. You've got Culver leading Peru, Grandview all over Clark. Penn right now leading Graceland. So Graceland yet to get on the board, but only trailing 7-0 in that one.
3 minutes left in the half. Pioneers looking at second down 10. The 37-yard line of Benedict and Sue. Such a deep drop. Now the pass over the middle. Batted. Is it picked up? It is Jalen James. What a play by the senior here on senior day. And Jalen James, He literally reached in, ripped the ball out of the arms of Paul St. Louis and just took it away from him.
Yeah, spectacular job right there by Jalen James, the number two all-time tackler in Benedictine College history, is going to lead Benedictine in tackling 4 of the last 5 years. And what a job right there by the senior out of Benedictine High School in Cleveland, Ohio.
Raven offense out on the field, 1st and 10. At their own 28-yard line. Can BC tack on another score? 2:50, that's plenty of time. They have a full complement of timeouts remaining. Kettle will have one running back in the backfield to his left hand, takes a very low snap, looking over the middle, and he's going deep, and he's got a man caught over the shoulder inside the 45, 40 down to the 37-yard line. What an over-the-shoulder catch by Payden Hazuka. Gus, last week he had 2 for 30 yards. He's only had 8 catches for 92 yards all season. Well, he got a big chunk right there. It is 1st and 10, Benedictine at the Pioneer 35-yard line. Benedictine with 42 points. We're not at halftime yet. You know, there's some basketball coaches who would like to have 42 points at halftime. That would be a good half, right?
No, Ryan tries to not give up 42 points in a half.
Don't want to do that. Ravens are going to go with the reverse, and that does not work real well. Gathright will be tackled for a loss. And that reverse was not timed with a stopwatch, but with an hourglass.
Yeah, everything kind of fell apart on that play. And finally, Sagapolu was there to make the stop on the play. A loss of 16, and go ahead and just scratch that one off the play card. Ran it just to say you did.
Not going to do that. 2nd and 15. Motion's going to go to the left side. That's Jay Shanti. Now he'll settle into a slot to the wide side of the field. Nobody in the backfield. Back to throw. Kettle looking left. Throwing up. He's got Gathright. Caught 10 and dropped it. Gathright had 2 steps on his defender. And Gus, I think he was looking goal line.
Well, Jacob was so turned around on that route. He looked over the inside shoulder, then looked over the outside, and then had to come back to try to make the reception. And just couldn't quite hold on to it. If he catches it, put it on the board. But an incomplete pass will stop the clock with 91 seconds left here in the first half. It's going to be a 3rd and 16 for the Raven offense. So, again, you're in 4-down territory right here.
When that pass got away, did you hear probably very clearly the collective groan from the crowd? Because this crowd is now expecting scores on every possession. 3rd down, Ravens. And again, 5 in the pattern. Garrett's back, pass over the middle is going to be incomplete, and he had a wide open Jayshon Todd, but he was feeling some heat, and he threw it very quickly and poorly.
Yeah, he threw it behind Jayshon, and Todd kind of throws his head up because he knows that if that's thrown out in front of him, he makes that catch, and he's off to the races. And I'm a little surprised by this. Ravens look to bring the punt unit out for the first time today.
Matt Heinrich is going to come out there, and I am shocked by the decision. With the 1:26 to go in the half, Ravens in front 42-24. Matt Heinrich has 8 punts this season out inside the 20-yard line. He has been just fantastic.
At the 41-yard line, averages 41 yards a punt.
Snap is back. Here's the advance, and he will kick it. Angle it to the right side. It bounces at the 15. Raven bounces to the 10, 9, and down at the 9-yard line. Not inside the 20. Inside the 10. And for Mid-America, 1:16 left in the half, 91 yards to go. Hard to believe that Benedictine, after touchdowns on its first 6 possessions of the day, had to finally punt the football in the last couple of minutes of the half.
So Mid-America will start possession number 8, 1:16 left, and 2 timeouts in their pocket. And if you're the Pioneers, I feel like you would... I think they're going to fall on it maybe, but I think you got to push this a little bit because you get Benedictine the ball to start the second half.
Motion is going to go to the right side. Quarterback will flare it over to his running back who drops the ball. That's a lateral. He's in the end zone and bumped out of bounds at the 1-yard line. It was a heads-up play back there for Jerry and Manning to realize that that ball was rolling around in the end zone and it was live because not a forward pass. It was a lateral.
And Jalen James with the big eyes says, wait a second. It's a live football. He's able to get down there and knock Manning out at the 2-yard line. So they're going to move forward progress all the way out to the 2, and the Pioneers will have it there.
If you're a Bearcat, you are now a huge Baylor fan. Or, you know what? Because Cincinnati continues to be undefeated. Connor's coming into the game for BC. QB, little wraparound handoff just to get it out of the end zone. It'll go forward to, across the five-yard line. And we're at a minute to play. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's hang on to it.
We're going to keep it here, Joseph.
We've already worn you out so badly.
Because I expect Coach Osborne to burn this one and then burn one more. Because right now it is 3rd and 11 for the Pioneers, a minute one. But do you remember back to their only punt of the ball game? The ball kind of got back to the punter in a very slow manner. I think that Benedictine feels they can get after the punter right here and maybe block one in the end zone right before half. So,
do they have any recent history that would lead you to believe that they could block a punt? Let's see. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Possibly, right?
Like last week when they had one blocked field goal, two blocked punts, one for a touchdown. And so we're, at a minute one to play in the first half. BC's defense is already back out there for Mid-America, and second-season head coach Paul Hansen. They are taking fullest advantage.
Yeah, and the problem for Coach Hansen right now is that you can run the ball, but Benedictine still has two timeouts left. So, again, you're going to have to probably put this ball in the air. Fabian Njika now in there at a cornerback for the Ravens.
Quarterback is back to throw, standing in the end zone. Now steps up, still back at the goal line. Penalty markers all over the pass. It's going to be complete over the middle and across the 20-yard line. Tyler Tierney with a tackle, but there's a hold back there. The question is, did it happen in the end zone?
He keeps pushing that marker out up to the 5-yard line because I'm kind of like you. I was like, wait a second, that might be a hold in the end zone. And that explains, though, why the quarterback had so much time to get rid of that football. Quarterback was able to burn out, 12 seconds on the play. They'll back him up half the distance and be somewhere around the 4.5.
There's your holding call. Now, give credit to that coverage in the secondary. The fact that you could cover those receivers for that length of time, that's phenomenal. That is not easy to do. So the line of scrimmage is going to become the 3-yard line, and it is 15, 16 or so for Mid-America. 49 seconds, and there's that timeout you were expecting taken by BC. We will continue, Joseph, to hold on to it right here. And we'll be talking to you a little bit about some of the games going on around the conference. And, there have been some exciting games in the heart the last couple of weeks. Maybe some games even a little surprising, and if not the outcome, certainly in the closeness of some of them.
Yeah, last week, we had two of them, right? Central Methodist over Baker was maybe a little shocking. Culver Stockton and Grandview. What was that? A 9-6 ball game last Saturday afternoon where we saw not missed PATs. It was just a whole bunch of field goals. So, for Mid-America, they're going to have the ball with 49 seconds left here. It'll be 3rd and 16. The ball is going to be at the 3.5-yard line. And right now, Benedictine leading this thing 42-24. Ravens are going to bring in Solomon Wallace and put him at that right defensive end position.
Quarterback back, fakes it. Now the handoff, they've run this play a couple of times already where they fake the toss and then wrap around and hand it off to the running back. It will go straight ahead for a handful of yards, and Benedictine will quickly utilize its final timeout. They are going to be able to get the ball back.
Yeah, Javai Bloomquist over there to make the stop on the play for the Ravens. And so Coach Osborne uses his final timeout, 40 seconds left. Mid-America looking at a 4th and 6. And so Benedictine out there on the field talking this over. You got to think you're going after the kicker here.
And either way, the Ravens, the way they have moved the ball today, have got to be thinking that we can score from anywhere. 40 seconds left, and even without a timeout remaining, I mean, they're very capable of putting points on the board here yet.
All right. Crazy just out of the box thought.
Sure, go.
You're Mid-America. You're coming into this ball game. You're 3-7 overall. You're 1-3 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference South Division. You're trailing 42-24.
That puts you in a. I got nothing to lose.
Yeah, did I set the stage well enough for you?
I got where you're coming at here.
this would be the perfect opportunity to fake one, right? Because you're sending the house, if you're Benedict, and you got to think they're coming after the kicker here. Like, there's going to be a lot of room in between that first line and that second line, and the Ravens are going to actually send out two punt return guys, and they're going to have Trey and Austin Buteau.
So I am looking at the kicker. I'm not even sure it's a regular kicker. Let's see if it is. That's not the number I've got for him. And here's the boot. He gets it away. It is short, end over end, spinning madly. It'll be taken by the Ravens at the 48, crossing the 50, 45, bouncing outside 40. Buteau looks inside, gets it down to the 38-yard line. He should have run out of bounds just immediately and did not.
And that's what Joel is over there jumping up and down, trying to get him to run out of bounds because he was setting it up. He was looking for an avenue, as head coach and offensive coordinator, all you see are seconds rolling off the clock. Benedictine is going to start this possession at the Mid-America 37-yard line with 26 seconds left.
Again, the Ravens have had a couple of one-play possessions that have gotten into the end zone. Let's see what they're able to do with the ball right here.
When was the last time you saw 8 possessions in the first half for both teams?
We've been seeing games lately without 8 possessions on the day.
4 quarters, right?
Yes. Trips left, 1 to the right. Here comes Benedictine. First and 10 at the 37-yard line. Movement, and man, the tight end on the right side grabs his helmet. Man. He knows he messed up.
That's going to cost you 10 seconds, too, right?
So the officials will back this thing up, and that was a very, very unfortunate break for Benedictine. What that was, guys, you know what that was? A freshman making a freshman mistake. This is why some guys are reluctant to play freshmen.
Yeah, and so they're going to say, since it was a stopped clock situation, it's not going to hurt the Ravens right here.
So the ball pushed now out to the 42-yard line. The Ravens 42 yards away from the end zone. They'll stay with the same alignment, 3 to the left end, 1 to the right. 26 seconds to go, first half. Garrett Kettle back to throw. Just got all day because they're only rushing 3. Not Kettle thinking about running. Now he's running laterally. Now he's going to step away from that defender. Now he's going to get sacked. And Garrett Kettle has effectively run all the time out of the half, and that is going to do it. Running around, and not throwing the ball and letting anybody come back. Can we get another snap to down it? I don't think so.
I doubt this.
4, 3, 2, 1, and they're not going to get. Did they get it off? They did.
Hold on. The back judge is flying around. And
did we get a timeout, or did we have halftime? Hold on. I haven't seen the official indication, but they're headed for the locker room. It holding the ball up. That's halftime. So Benedictine does not finish the half the way Coach Osborne would have wanted it, but yet they played the half that he would be very pleased with, and it has to be. We'll be back to. We go to halftime here in Atchison. The score, Benedictine 42, Mid-America 24.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here. Wilcox Stadium on the campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where here on Community Recognition and Senior Day for Benedictine, the Ravens playing host to conference opponent Mid-America, BC in front at halftime, and it's a 42-24 Raven lead. Gus, the numbers on the statistics pages are
shocking. 85 plays for what, like 700 yards, give or take?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, 694 to be exact.
Yeah, right.
So 700 yards of offense and 85 plays combined for these two teams. Where is the defense today?
We saw 16 possessions between these two teams, right? Each team with 8 total possessions. But last week against Evangel, Benedictin had, 11 total possessions on the day? So you just look at how this game has played a part. And Mid-America, though, probably controlling. No, Benedictin controlling that time of possession. In the first half, it was all Mid-America time of possession because Benedictin had those couple quick drives. Now it has built to a Benedictin time of possession lead, 28 minutes to 16.
A lot of mistakes in the game. These two teams, you know, I think they're throwing a lot of guys out there doing a lot of unusual stuff in the last game of the year with nothing at stake. Is what we've got 10 penalties for 100 yards altogether today between these two teams. And, however, you know, if you like some exciting plays, there have been those today, too.
Yeah, a lot of, you know, big plays, one score, or one play drives. Right, we got a 74-yard pass to Gathright. He had a 67-yard pass for Mid-America. It has just been a fun half of football here today.
Tell you what, we are looking forward to bringing you an exciting second half as well. But right now it's halftime. We'll be back here at Wilcox Stadium to bring you the second half live. But with your intermission score, Benedictin 42, Mid-America 24. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio. He'll bring you halftime.
Your Rave of Halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. The Raven fan feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
We're joined today by Father Meinrad of the Benedictine Abbey. Father, it's great for you to share time with us. I appreciate it a lot. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's great to be with you, Tom.
Now, I guess we should start with the Father Meinrad biography. Where's home for you originally, and how your travels brought you to Atchison?
I'm originally from a little town called Leota, Kansas, on the western part of the state. And then I came here to college in 1983, and I joined the Abbey in 1985, so I've just been here ever since then.
Now, when you were in Leota, Kansas, Leota is well known for their athletics. Were you an athlete in high school?
Oh, I was a little uncoordinated for that, but I like to go to games and everything, and so it was fun to grow up there. It was a good town to be from. I was probably more involved with the, I don't know, church activities, but I always went to games and everything, and so that was always fun. Our most notorious, our most noteworthy person was Steve Tasker. He was there a senior when I was a freshman there at the Leota. So,
well, when you were in high school at Leota, you mentioned you were involved in a lot of the church activities. Was it in high school, or was it in college, or what time did you determine that you had a calling?
Well, I think in high school I began to think about it, and I looked at a number of different religious orders, and one of the things that really appealed to me about the Benedictines was both the prayer life and, you know, intimacy with Jesus in prayer, but also, like, activity, the parishes and the schools. And so I think the Benedictines appealed to me. So already in high school, I visited a few abbeys, and I visited here after my, I guess after my junior year of high school, to visit the abbey.
So you came to Benedictine, and then you went into the abbey. When you got your degrees and so forth, did you teach, or how did you then move into your time at the college?
Well, I initially, in the late 1980s, Father Edwin Watson asked if I would teach freshman religion at Mar Hill, now Mar Hill Mount Academy. So I did that for 2 years. And then after I got back from seminary in 1994, I was chaplain of the college. And then about a year later, I started teaching some theology courses. And so that's how I got involved with teaching in the college.
You've always been, you mentioned, a fan of athletics and so forth. So coming to Benedictine gave you a great venue for being involved and watching and being, you know, in your way, a part of these teams.
Yes, and like even my freshman year and sophomore year, I was in the dormitories with Jamie Mueller and that whole group that was such an incredible football team back then in the 80s. And we always went to games. It was out the old Amelia Earhart Stadium, and that was very memorable to be there and just to see the support that Coach Wilcox and the coaches have built up over the years has been amazing.
You no doubt also, we'll talk about the teams, but you talk about the community. The
yes.
Community support has been just fantastic, and I know you've been able to meet and befriend a lot of people here who have been really integral in all of this.
That's right. And, you know, when you go to the tailgates or you see people even in the stands and you see people that are there, both the people there every weekend, but then sometimes there's people from far away that make a point to come back once a year. But it's just great to see people. And I really encourage people from the community, if you've never been to a game up here, to take part, because there's a real community and a real bonding, I think, that goes on there.
Yeah, you see some of the fans, exactly as you mentioned, that are regulars every week. And then, you know, it's an equal treat to see someone who's made a real sacrifice to come across the country and spend a lot of time and money to make themselves available and to get to this.
Precisely. And it's so good also to have the stadium on campus, you know, because people can linger around, they can get there early, stay, and they actually see the campus, you know, and I think that's so wonderful for building community. I know that President Menace is there, and different people like Larry Busing and so many others, the late Ted Kelly and all those people who were such a part of the fan group of the college, and I think that it's very edifying for me to see that.
Father Meinrad joining us, and Father, there also, over the years, have been a great number of the priests and brothers of the Abbey who have been strong Benedictine fans. Are there some that jump to mind that you know of that you'd say, wow, these guys love the games and love going and love being around all that?
Well, so many of them. You know, back in the day, I remember Father Eugene always used to go to the games, and people, Father Bertrand, one very loyal fan of sports has been Father Blaine over the years, who, you know, is just a very dedicated person. But, you know, I can think over when I was a young monk, it just seemed like it was a common thing for all of us, or many of us at least, to go up to the games. And that time it was at the Amelia Earhart Stadium. So, like I would go with Father Owen or Father Dennis, Father Bertrand, but so many of those people. Father Gerard, of course, was an integral part of bringing football back to the college. And, of course, I think the first coach in history was a monk, our Father Malachy Sullivan, who was a philosophy teacher, was the first football coach way back in the day. So there's always been a nice connection there with the Abbey and the football team.
And you find no more picturesque setting than being in the stadium and looking up across the hill, you know, and seeing the Abbey. I mean, it's a real conjoining of the two communities.
That's precisely, you know, the Abbey is such a impressive building, but you know, it's really rooted in that, I guess, the commitment that the monks pray every day to, you know, a relationship with Christ. But I think it's a real witness for people to see the church and the Abbey and the grounds and the tears of life where people who have found Jesus Christ give themselves for the rest of their lives. I just think it's a wonderful setting for fans who come, and even people who aren't from Benedictine. I think, you know, maybe it's the first time they've ever seen an Abbey. So the other year, I remember one of the coaches from the other team, his uncle had been the monk president of St. John's University in Collegeville, Minnesota. So he was so happy to be here to see another Abbey. So it's great to both for our own fans, but other people from other schools as well.
Father Meinrad, do you remember the first time that you met Larry Wilcox, maybe?
Certainly my freshman year, because in those days I lived in the old Kremeter Hall in South Campus, and the football team practiced there. I can't remember, you know, now what the dialogue was. I think I was sort of very impressed. He was, you know, this impressive football coach, and I was just a little freshman, but I was always impressed with him and the way he conducted himself, even from the first time I met him. And I just remember, I think when I really got to know him is as I came back and as chaplain and having mass for the teams or praying with the teams and just being with them and just seeing, I think the real care that he has for the team has grown over the years. It's grown on me. I think he's always had it. But
certainly, it's got to be one of the many joys for you that you've been able to incorporate some of your ministry into, you know, the teams and the students at the college, not just the athletes, but all of the young people. I would think that would be a great joy.
I think so. And it's such a, you know, the age, so many people are questioning and they're looking for an answer. I think a lot of people are looking for God today. And I think that God is also looking for us. You know, he's waiting for us. And so it's a wonderful time to do ministry. And like you say, not only with the athletes, but with all the students at the college, the Catholic faith and the Christian faith. And many of the students, especially a lot of the athletes, come from non-Catholic backgrounds. But I think they all feel welcome here. And many of them have a deep faith life. And so they can share that with us as well.
You've also been called upon to use one of your gifts, not only in the pregame for the benediction before the ballgame, but also, you know, singing the national anthem, because, Father Meinrad, we all love to hear you sing that. You've done football, basketball, and a lot of other events.
Yes, and I always thought that if you have a talent, you might as well share it, and so it's always a joy to me. The other year, probably the biggest event was when I sang at the Kansas Speedway. It was the first night race down there. Actually, it was through Jim Tennant, a former football player here. He had me sing at a military ball, and then that's when the people from the Speedway heard me, and they said, oh, can you come sing out there? So, but it's always a joy. I think if God gives us gifts, it's a real pleasure to use those gifts to glorify God and to help others, so, and especially honoring our nation and all those who served for, you know, this weekend is the military weekend of honoring the military and our veterans, and I think it's such a wonderful thing at the college.
Are you able to stay in touch with some of the players and some of the individuals that you've met through Benedictine over the years?
I try to, and I there's quite a few that, especially when they come back to campus, I'll see them, and sometimes they'll write me and let me know what's going on. The one that I never met, and I think he kept in touch with a lot of people, was the old coach, George Tardif. I would get notes from him about what he was doing out back in New Jersey, because he knew I was the chaplain here, so he'd always write and encourage me with things, so.
Speaking of the chaplain, it's Father Ryan now who's kind of spending time with the team, correct? Mm-hmm.
That's right, and he's Father Ryan's with the Legionaries of Christ, and he's a priest who does a lot of ministry here with spiritual direction. And so he helps out with prayers, and I think really has, he himself was a good football player in high school, I think, down in Louisiana. So I think he has a real passion also for the game, and also as a Catholic priest, I think he has a real love for souls. So he's a real blessing for the school.
And what all are your duties with the school and so forth now? What are you doing, you know, as your daily things?
Well, I teach theology in the college, and then I'm the oblate director. Oblates are laymen, and they could be Protestant or Catholic, who want to follow the serve Jesus through the rule of Benedict. So we meet and talk about the spiritual life. And I'm also the choir master for the monks, so I help with the music for the liturgies. And then my last official responsibility is I'm chaplain for the College Knights of Columbus, who this year are celebrating 61 years on campus. And then I guess they always say, then I do whatever else the abbot tells me or the prior. So like today I had the mass at the parish and benediction down at the parish, or I might have mass for the sisters, or do a retreat somewhere. So you're always open to what the Lord has you do it on a given day.
Father Meinrad, having been in school there, and of course, you know, having read the rule, my favorite part, and I don't know if you should have, but I do have a favorite part, is moderation in all things. I tell people this all the time.
That's right. And I think St. Benedict was very big at that. He's really knew that in the middle stands virtue, that we can go to extremes, and I think it's good to always have a love of Christ through prayer, through work, through our relationships. And I think when we moderate that, like we're not just praying 24 hours a day or working 24 hours a day, or you know, when we live a balanced life that's moderate, I think the Holy Spirit really can inspire us in that, and the Holy Spirit can help us to live that more moderate life.
And that's pretty much exemplified with the student athletes at the school. I mean, it's study a little every day, have some camaraderie with your friends every day, play your athletics a little bit every day. So, I mean, in another way, they do live that rule of Benedict.
I precisely. And I think that's so key, because, you know, I think one of the best trainers for and educators for students for the future is being on an athletic team, because you learn how to work together, how to win together. Sometimes things aren't always going well together. So you learn both through the good and the bad. And I think that people who don't have that opportunity miss out on a valuable life lesson.
Father Meinrad Miller, it's been just a joy to have you join us and to be with us. And we look forward to seeing you at a lot of football, basketball games and around the campus here in the very near days.
Well, thank you, Tom. And thanks for all the work you do for Benedict. You're a real asset to the community. And I know last year when Coach Wilcox received the Hall of Fame induction, he hinted that Tom Couch should be put in the Hall of Fame for all the work you do. So thank you for all the great work that you do for the team and the school.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. High temperatures reach up to 48 this afternoon under overcast skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows level off around 38. 51 tomorrow, partly cloudy Monday with highs around 63. 70 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we are sitting at, 46 degrees. Currently, we've got a wind out of the southeast at about 4 to 5 miles per hour. The relative low is feels like temperature is 39 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity 44%. The dew point 24 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.03 inches of mercury.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The second half is moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven Fan feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium. Time for the second half, and Benedictine has the ball to begin things, and here's quickly a pass over the middle, 50, 45, 40, and down to the 36-yard line. Gus, the Ravens taking the ball to begin the second half, and Garrett Kittle finds Harry O'Neill, and we picked up in the second half where we ended in the first. Yardage coming in big, big quantities.
Well, you know what else the Ravens are doing a nice job of is the season has progressed. We've seen them get the tight ends worked into this offense. We saw Reed Levi, Court Mattson, both those guys not active today. So today it's been Harry Balke along with Harry O'Neill.
Here's a handoff sweeping to the right side. Will come Rayshon Mills, and he will pick up before being run out of bounds. A couple, 3 yards along the near side, bumped out into the Benedictine sideline. 42-24, Ravens in front. 14-14 to go in the third quarter.
The Ravens are going to bring out into the game Damon Wigan and line him up as a wide receiver to the right side.
When you got good athletes, you got great speed, you try to get them in the game, right? You try to find a place for them to be. Now Wigan, they'll fake the jet sweep. Quarterback rolls right, looking downfield, has his man and missed him. Quarterback was getting a little pressure, but he had a good look down the right side. I think that's, is that Harry probably?
Yep, Harry Balke is who he is looking for down the field. Harry, 2 catches on the season, 15 yards and a touchdown last week. He had that 1 yard inside tight end shovel pass for a touchdown.
Okay, so was that tight end Harry Balke or was that wide receiver Harry Balke? Because he's a multifaceted athlete.
Kind of nice thing. You can tuck him in or you can push him out.
Third down, 8, Benedictine at the 34. Jay Sean will shift over, slot on the right side. Kettle all alone. Little jump pass. There it is. Jay Sean at the 30 and cannot bounce it outside. He's going to be down short of the first down to the 29-yard line.
So now the Ravens are going to be looking at a 4th and 3. Officials are stopping play for a moment as the Mid-America defensive end, who was trying to make the hit on Jay Sean Todd, still a little slow to get up.
And I tell you what, guys, a lot of games going on around the area again, you know, and around the country. We'll keep you up to speed on some of the ones in the conference. Also, by the way, I can't believe that you haven't even brought this up yet, is it Seminoles and Canes today?
Yeah.
The Benedictine Lady Ravens, as they are about to the end of the third quarter. Is that right? Early in the third quarter, 31-20. The Benedictine Lady Ravens in front of Science and Pharmacy. So, the BC Lady Ravens, who much like the guys have been playing very good basketball here in the early days of the basketball season. Mid-America with a player being helped out to the far sideline by a couple of his teammates, and we'll be taking a good look and good care of that young man, and we're going to get back to play here along the near side. But right now, I don't know what we're holding play up for exactly out here.
Somebody burn? No? No timeouts. And if you're the Mid-America coaching staff, you've got to be a little upset about this because it's going to be a 4th and 3. And the Ravens have now time to come over the sideline and diagram what they want to do.
Here comes Benedictine out of the field with 13:40 to go in the third quarter. Ravens in front, 42-24. BC looking for its 7th win of the season. Can I make that a six?
Yeah.
Okay.
That other one needs to be a two as well.
Oh, okay. Quarterback is back to throw, fires one over the middle. It's intercepted at the 15, 20, 30-yard line, and Mid-America saw it coming, stepped in front of it, and Jackson Malone out of Lawrence Free State with the pick.
It's going to be his first interception, and for Mid-America, that will be their 10th interception of the season. So Mid-America with 19 defensive turnovers this season forces the Ravens. How about this? Benedictson scores 6 straight touchdowns, punt on possession 7, possession 8, we've reached the half, and now 9 is an interception. So your last 3 possessions have not gone exactly as planned.
Quarterback taking a deep drop for Mid-America. The pass over the middle is going to be across the 50-yard line and caught. A long gain, about 21 yards, first and 10. So as we go to the second half, Mid-America getting a little bit of momentum going. College football this afternoon on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, 13-13 to play in the third quarter. 42-24, Ravens in front, but Mid-America knocking on the door. Pass is going to go over into the left flat. A lot of green in front, down to the 45-40. Bumped out of bounds on the near side is going to be Caleb Tanis.
That time, Javai Bloomquist in coverage for the Ravens, but not before Mid-America able to pick up another first down.
Tanis, a KCMO area product out of Van Horn High School. Hold on here. Let me get a chance to put something in. Gosh, I get frustrated with some of the technology. Boom. Quarterback back to throw again on a first down call. Flushed out of the pocket. Hit. Breaks away at the 50-yard line. Rolling around the edge. Now throwing deep. He's got his man in the end zone. Juggled and incomplete. Oh, yeah. How good is Davion Drayton today?
That time, Davion Drayton got a hand in there at the last moment and was able to just tip the ball out of the hands of the intended receiver. And over there, they were looking for Javonte Martin, the number 3 receiver on this team last week against Missouri Valley. 1 catch, 16 yards. Only 1 touchdown on the season.
It'll bring up a second down, 10-4. The Pioneers at the Benedictine 36. QB's back, flushed out. Chase deeper, rolling to his right, looking to get to the edge, throws across the body, and it's nearly intercepted. Maybe hurting himself as he dove for the ball. Davion Drayton really kind of went all in on that pass, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break here in Wilcox Stadium. 12 and a half to go in the third quarter. It remains Benedictine 42, Mid-America 24.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Did you know you have 7 ways to get your shopping done for the holidays and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle? Hi, this is Christy Lumen here to remind you that Union State Bank, across all 7 branch locations, is offering MasterCard gift cards with no purchase fees in November and December. These make the perfect gift for anyone on your list, especially those hard-to-buy-for teens or college students. They can be spent anywhere MasterCard is accepted, so stop by any Union State Bank branch today. Learn more at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
I hope you're enjoying listening to Raven Football here on Care Radio today. We mentioned you might be out cutting the beans, and it's about ready to start raining here. So, you know, be aware that you may be run out of a field here shortly. You may be out bird hunting. Opening day of bird season in the state of Kansas. Deer hunting is going on. Be careful out there in the woods.
Deer season may be open in Missouri today.
Was that last Saturday?
Was it?
Or was that archery season maybe? I'm not sure.
Either way, tis the season, right?
Yep. So that said, Ravens in game number 11. 12:26 to go in the third quarter. They lead Mid-America out of Olathe, Kansas, 42-24. Pioneers coming into the game today at 3-7 and 1-3. Benedictine coming into the game today at 6-4 and 2-2. Pioneers in the traveling white uniforms, white helmets, white jerseys, white pants, white shoes. Benedict in black helmets, black pants, black jerseys, red and white lettering and trim. Third down and 10. QB back to throw. Got lots of time. Just winds up, throws it deep as he can, and a great job of defense on the far side, and it is incomplete. Now for Mid-America, you got to ask yourself, how much does a field goal help, or does it help at all? For the Ravens, that was good coverage, by the way, downfield by Solomon Wallace, Gus.
So you talked about white shoes out there for Mid-America.
Yeah.
Look at Caleb Tanis and Miles Himes. Those guys have the same size feet because one has the right shoe that's black, the other one has the left shoe that's black.
It's a fourth down. They're going to go for it. Mid-America, trying to get the ball in game, will go for it on fourth and 10. QB's back. Over the middle, he's got his man and missed him. Incomplete, trying to get it to Silas Templeman, the freshman from Carthage, Missouri, but he could not haul it in, and the Raven defense has held.
That time, Templeman did a great job running that route. He ran 13 yards, came across the field. If he comes back a little bit, he still is beyond the sticks, but that time the quarterback just sailed that pass a little high in Templeman, not able to hold on to it, and now Mid-America will turn it over on downs and not be able to capitalize on the interception by Benedictum.
Raven offense coming out of the field, led by quarterback Garrett Kettle. He'll have Rayshon Mills behind him. Rayshon will take the handoff, dance into the middle of the line, get to the 40-yard line, giving him 4 yards on a straight-ahead carry. Nice job by him. Trey Matt Pledger, the linebacker from Lansing, Kansas, with the stop for Mid-America. He is the Pioneers' second leading tackler on the season. Second down and about a half dozen. Benedictine at his own 40-yard line. Feels like some of the momentum and steam in this game in the first half has kind of ebbed away a little bit. Quarterback is back, gets a pass away. It's going to be taken down the left side by Harry. O'Neill across the 40, 45, going to get up to the first down marker. Harry O'Neill across the 45 to the 47. They'll move the chain.
Coming up to make the stop on the play for Mid-America, it was Perry Williams, the freshman out of Daytona Beach. Been to Daytona Beach.
Yeah. Nice place.
And so for Benedictine, able to pick up the first downs, and yeah, you say throw the ball out there to the flat to Harry. You got multiple of them out there, right? You got O'Neill, you've got Balky, so.
And Harry O'Neill out of Rockhurst High School.
Had a Harry Ramirez at one point.
We did. Not on the football field. Here's a first down call. Garrett chased, throwing as he's going to the ground and nearly had it picked off by a lineman. A high-risk pass by Garrett Kettle, who, as Darian Robertson, is after him. Because Garrett has already thrown an INT, which ended the previous series, and he doesn't want to end the season, you know, on a down note. He'd like to, I would think, have a little more of what he had in the first half.
Yeah, you know, coming into this ball game, Garrett Kettle, 22 touchdown passes to only 7 interceptions. Added a few touchdown passes today, added an interception, but again, keeping that number under 10, you know, keeping it under the double digits is kind of big for Garrett today.
Garrett will hand off, running back will bounce right side, trying to find the edge, stretching it all the way to the sideline, and finally being pushed out of bounds into the Ravens sideline. The officials racing over here to make sure that everything is okay as the players go back to their respective sidelines. It is not a great gain for Rayshon Mills, leaving the Ravens looking at a third down at about 5. Benedictine just across midfield at the Pioneer 47-yard line. This game is moving at a snail's pace. Okay, we've still got 10:45 to play in the third quarter. Third quarter, mind you, and we are 2-plus hours old. Third down. Double wing offense for Benedictine. How about that? Kettle trying to draw the defense off, nearly had him, but they were able to jump back in time. Snap back to Garrett. Late linebacker blitz. Garrett will roll right, and he will not get close to the first down. In fact, he may not have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage. Trey Matt Pledger again for Mid-America. Trey Matt is one of the, you know, one of the elder statesmen on this team because he's a junior already, and most of the Pioneers who we talked about today have been all freshmen.
So the first six possessions we talked about for Benedictine were so great, right? Six possessions, six touchdowns. Since then, it's been a struggle. A punt, halftime, interception, and now, possession number 10, they're going to be set up to punt the ball away.
Garrett's back at the punting spot. Look at that. Fourth down and four. Kettle looking to the near side, trying to draw the defense off on a fourth and four. Now Trey will go in motion. QB's going to keep it. He throws into traffic. It's going to be picked off. Another bad pass from Garrett right into the hands of the defender. And tell you what, it was a nice job of picking that thing off for Mid-America by Chris Brown, a freshman from Monticello, Illinois.
And we're kind of looking at the defensive boards trying to find him. The reason you're not going to find him is he's a running back. That's why he had great hands, reaches up, snares that out of the air. And for Garrett, it's going to be his second interception of the afternoon. So two second-half possessions, two interceptions.
And you combine that, you kind of multiply the issue with the fact that Mid-America is going to have great field position. They will begin this series at their own 44-yard line. 10:08, still more than 10 minutes to go in the third quarter. QB's back to throw. All day, pass complete, 45-50, Raven 45-40, and then hit, still not out of bounds, finally pushed out at the 35-yard line, a 21-yard catch and carry from Parsons to Tannis, and Mid-America continues to move the football.
Finally, Zach Gill will come over to make the stop for the Ravens, and for Mid-America, again, putting together a nice possession right here, and for the Pioneers, they're not that far out of this thing, so couple possessions here could make a big difference in this game.
Quarterback is going to be Parsons. He'll throw over the middle. He's got his man caught at the 5-yard line. First and goal at the one.
That time they just caught Jalen James in coverage, and that time the tight end able to get behind James, and now Tyler Tierney a little slow to get up.
That catch was made by Miles Himes last week. Six catches, 82 yards, and a TD, and he was within a yard of getting in here this time. The handoff going to the running back. He's going to be stacked up. Will not get in. That was Connor Walker for Benedictine with the tackle.
They list Connor Walker in the program 6 foot 220. Let's be honest. We were kind of down by him at Baker. What is he, 6'2", 250?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Every bit of 6'2 or 3. He just looks big. Long arms. I mean, tremendous athletic build. It is second and goal. We're going to call this from 2 yards maybe out. And this time they're going to hand off again to the right side. Touchdown, Mid-America. Going into the end zone untouched is Kalenji Wilridge. And the Pioneers continue to whittle away that Benedictine lead because they are going to be within striking distance now.
Yeah, so for the Pioneers, they're going to bring out the special teams unit and try to get this thing to, what, an 11-point game? A little surprised they didn't go for two and try to make it a 10 and just make it a little more round type game.
I would think 1 point here doesn't mean much. 2 would mean quite a bit. But they are apparently going to kick this PAT and to put a toe to it for Mid-America is going to be Trevor Hiley. It is down and up and counted. Timeout, Joseph, 8:56 to go. Still in the third quarter. Mid-America fighting back. It's Benedictine 42, Pioneers 31.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Freshman kicker Grant Pella tees it up at his own 35-yard line for Mid-America. Ravens are going to have two return men back at the 5-yard line, two at the 20. He has kicked short, he's kicked long, and this time it is going to be a deeper kick fielded by BC at the 10. Up the left side it comes at the 20. dancing across the 30 and up to the 31-yard line. So a nice return for Trey Adger, and here comes the Raven offense. Gus, the Benedictine offense has kind of been toothless here in the second half.
Yeah, for the Ravens, they've struggled a little bit here in the second half. The first two possessions of the second half have ended in interceptions by Garrett Kettle. And we talked about you'd like to keep him under double digits. Well, now he's flirting with it. 9 interceptions now in the season.
First and 10. Ravens at their own 32-yard line. 8:50 to go. 42-31. It's really getting dark out here, and you realize there are no lights, right? Here's the wraparound handoff. Rayshon tries left, cuts back in, 35, Rayshon to the 40, drug from behind at the 45, gets the 50, dragging defenders to the 45, continues to the 40. What a run! Rayshon Mills! That was an outstanding run, about 25 or 6 yards.
Yeah, so Rayshon with the big run, and as quickly as that, he's going to check out of the ball game, and you're going to bring Damon Wiegand in, and a lot of times coaches will do that. After a big run, a hard run like that, you take him out for a play or two, let him catch his air, and then get him back in there.
It is a first and 10, Benedictine, just inside the Mid-America 40-yard line. Trips right for Kettle. Handoff, wrap around Wiegand, and he will try the left side, and he will make his way inside the 35-yard line, working to the left side, give him a gain of about 5 to the 34. Oh, once that happens, it's all over for the day, man. You can't make this work ever again.
Okay.
It's the worst thing ever.
So the Ravens are going to take Wiegand out. They're going to bring Rayshon Mills back into the contest. It'll be second and 5 now for Benedictine.
Ravens looking in, and receivers each way. Long count, quarterback, and wraparound handoff. Driving in the middle, there's nothing there. Bouncing over to the outside, backing forward, picking up the first down in reverse. And what a play by Benedictine's Rayshon Mills. And Gus, I'm beginning to see a little temper out on the field. Did you see the standing over the tackle player and screaming at them? And somebody says, quit that, and pushes them off. And now, pretty soon, these officials are going to have to step up and take control of this game.
Yeah, you're going to start seeing some penalties happening. Now, I have to laugh at something. You talked last night at Olpe about measurements, and they were kind of a thing of the past. It's been a long time since we've seen one, right?
Correct.
Well, you're going to see just that right here. The officials are going to call in the sticks from the opposite side of the field, and they're going to eye this thing up. And I'm going to tell you, I thought Rayshon had plenty of yards to spare on that.
Well, we'll see as they stretch a chain. Yeah, I'm with you. Not a generous spot, and he is just inches short.
See?
So with that, they bring the chains in, and it doesn't help Benedictine's cause very much. It's going to bring up a third down now for BC. Fourth down. And
this will take a lot of time placing the ball down.
This is how close it was last night. Right there. That's how far it was from where I was sitting. Just that close. Third down. Maybe a length of a football. Maybe a little less than that. Again, the skies continue to darken here in Atchison, Kansas. We're in the low 40s. The wind whipping up a little bit. Precipitation, I suspect, is imminent. Here's a handoff for Rayshon. He will make a nice cut in and get the first down, 25-yard line, carrying the ball very recklessly with that right hand, but he's able to hang on to it, and it is a first and 10 BC. And Gus, I panic when anybody but Jamie Mueller does that one-hand carry of a football. With him, I was always good with it.
Yeah. Well, that time Rayshon picking up good yardage and picking up a first down. Ravens are going to look at a first and 10 at the 24-yard line. Rayshon last year against Mid-America. How about this? Last year in one game, he had 225 yards. This year, Benedictine, in week 11, Rayshon, 422 yards.
Here we go. First and 10, BC at the 24. Quarterback will keep it himself. Garrett to the 20 and down to the 16-yard line. Nice run by Garrett Kettle. He's going to get, 5 on that first down carry. And let's see if we can figure this out again.
because
Peyton Hizuga going to check into the ball game. He's going to go to the left side over there with Austin Buto. You're going to have in the slot. Did it work? Sweet.
Well, yeah, because you got to abandon the Wi-Fi here because, you know, it's like a Dixie Cup.
Balky is going to be in at the slot.
Second down, Ravens at the 18. QB flares it over. Here goes the run to the left side. A penalty marker from deep in the defensive backfield as Rayshon Mills gets the first down. But let's see if it stands. I would expect a defensive penalty over there, wouldn't you?
You got a lot of action trying to turn the corner. I'm going to guess you could have a hold or even a high-low type block out there. Just totally shooting in. I didn't see it. There was a whole lot of action happening out there, so it's not like anything jumped at me and I said, oh, yeah, that's definitely an A or a B.
And we've still got six officials huddled up talking about this one. Referee's going to walk over to the 20-yard line.
Illegal low block. The block was deemed legal.
Okay, so there you go. We were kind of talking about that. It could be a blocking issue, and they're going to say that it was not a low block, that it was within the confines of the rules.
So pick up the laundry, right?
Hey, and we also got the microphone system working.
I'm pleased as punch about that. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Benedictin with the football, and on that run by Rayshon Mills, they have another first down. They're at the Pioneer 14. Benedictin looking for its first points of the second half. Running back to the right side of the quarterback. Receivers two to the right, one to the left. QB is back to throw. Stops, pops, got a man wide open in the end zone. Did he catch it? Touchdown, Ravens! It was a low pass, and it was a tremendous effort to come back by Harry Balky. Last week, one catch for a touchdown. Today, another TD reception.
Yeah, nice job by Harry Balky. Able to come back to the ball, make the reception, a 13-yard touchdown strike. For Benedictin, that'll be their first points here of the second half, coming at the 5:24 mark.
Sam Wilbur looking to put the exclamation point on this touchdown. It's placed and kicked, and it is a side-spinning PAT that's good. Timeout. We're in Atchison, Kansas. We're with 5 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's Benedictin 49, Mid-America 31.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, the Benedictin kickoff is high and short, fielded at the 15-yard line, and the kick coverage is fantastic. The return just short of the 20-yard line. Gus, we've been talking about it, and more in recent years, as kickers do not necessarily try to kick this thing to the goal line. Instead, they kick them higher, maybe a little shorter, allowing kick coverage to come down and prevent any kind of a long return. And in this case, BC has pinned Mid-America back. They're just going to mark him right at almost the 20-yard line, first and 10 right there. 5:17 to play in the third quarter. And Benedictin is pushed back to a 49-31 lead. Quarterback with a delayed action wraparound handoff back to the 25-yard line, 29-yard line, a nice 9-yard pickup on a first down call. Mid-America moving to football here. I will give the Pioneers this, as they stay with the no-huddle offense. There's no give up in this team. They continue to rush it up to the line of scrimmage, try to push it forward downfield. This pass is going to be through the defender's arms, caught at the 30 for a first down, and tackled at the 35-yard line where the ball is dislodged. But the official says not before the player, the receiver, Caleb Tanis, was down. Tanis gets up. It looks like he's not quite right. Is he kind of holding his shoulder, arm now? Is he coming out of the game, or is he just shifting over to the right side?
Yeah, he's just going to shift over to the right side.
But I truly believe he got banged up a little bit on that catch and tackle. Back to throw again. Quarterback looking deep, throwing deep, directed traffic. Got a man wide open, caught inside the Raven 45-yard line, or 40 to the 35.
And that time the receiver did a great job over there. It was Silas Templeman. He found a vacated spot in the zone, just sat down, and the quarterback was able to find him. It was in front of the cornerback and between him and the safety. A nice little play right there for Mid-America.
First and 10, QB back, rolling, looking downfield. Now tries to stay in bounds, gets his helmet ripped off, and we've got a marker way back in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, so we're going to have a penalty in the offensive backfield. We're also going to have a penalty at the point of tackle, so the officials are going to take a moment to clean all this up.
Goes for Benedict, and the offense has played pretty well. A couple of turnovers here in the second half that have kind of blemished that just a little bit, but the Benedictine secondary has had great plays, and then they have had plays in which they have struggled today. They've been really kind of an up-and-down unit.
Yeah, definitely Dr. Jekyll out there. And the officials, I thought they were going to come over here and start to make this call. And no, what they were doing was calling another official in and say, hey, what did you see here? Here we go.
There are fouls by both teams. Holding. Offense. Number 6, personal foul, face mask, number 51 on the defense. Those fouls offset, we're replaying the down.
I mean, they've got that audio much better than it was, and you can hear clearly what the officials sharing with us and the rest of the fans in the stadium here this afternoon. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in an endless third quarter of play, 49-31, Benedictine in front here in Atchison, Kansas. We're just getting inquiries as to whether it is raining up here because people in the community are aware that it is about to come down. Fourth down call motion, or first down call motion to the left side. The snap is low, it's on the ground, it picked back up. They went to kind of a wildcat there, and the running back is going to be taken out. You say no wildcat, it was just badly snapped like that?
Yeah, the quarterback was back there, Adrian Parsons. He called for the ball, and instead of coming to him, it kind of snapped off to the left side, and Wildridge looked around and just picks up the football and takes off running with it. And the only reason I say that is because you had offensive linemen dropping back in pass block, and you had a running back running with the football.
Second and a dozen. QB back again. Looks left. Chased out. Little push to the back. No foul called. QB still rolling. Hit and buried at the 45. Gus, the quarterback was about ready to chuck the ball, and for some reason, Adrian Parsons pulled it down, and Jalen James said thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
What a play right there by Jalen James. That's kind of the exclamation point on the career, right? I mean, just you think of Jalen, you think of that type of play. And now you see streaks of water across our glass here is a 10-yard loss on the play. It'll bring up third and 20. What a job by the Raven defense right there.
From the Benedictine 45-yard line. QB's back, setting up a screen, is complete to the 45, a hit from the blind side at the 43-yard line. Isaac Anderson was coming from behind, and Wilrich did not see him coming. Hit his fourth down and 17, and he took a lick.
Yeah, that time Isaac Anderson was working upfield. He realized that the offensive lineman let him go, so he stopped. He turns back around, and right as he gets back, he meets the running back with the football.
As a D lineman, don't you know if it's too easy, it's just too easy?
Yeah.
Fourth down and long. Going for it. A little sidearm pass over the middle is somehow caught between two defenders at the 20-yard line. A spectacular play. Good for about 27, 28 yards first down. That was a big play for Mid-America. They are able to keep the drive alive on that fourth down completion. 2 minutes to go in the third. Now the officials are going to stop play. Benedict can take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're taking a break. And you're right, the precip is falling. 2:05 left in the third. Ravens 49, Pioneers 31.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
As we return, quarterback is back to throw, pulls it down now, lobs it left on the lateral. It's completed for 20-15, 10-5. Touchdown, Mid-America, 19 yards on the play. And, Gus, the Pioneers will not go away today.
Yeah, that's going to be a 19-yard, I don't know, it's probably going to go down as a run, right?
It was a lateral.
A backwards lateral option type pitch to a running back. And I'm going to tell you, I do not believe that's how that was designed. The quarterback got himself into a little trouble. As he was being spun to the ground, he realized he had a running back behind him, kind of tossed it out his direction in mid-America, gets back on the board here in the third quarter on their 11th possession, knocked in two touchdowns so far here in the second half.
Hiley, the kicker, puts it on its way and puts it through, and we take another timeout. How many touchdowns have we had after coming right out of timeout here today? It's been a bunch. Joseph, again, if you'd be so good. At a minute 52 to go in the third now. Benedictine, 49, Mid-America, 38.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Greg Pella set to kick it away for Mid-America, and it's on its way, end over end, taken by Atcher at the 6. Trey all the way across the field to the right side of the 25, 35, 40. Look out, Trey Atcher at the 50. Trey cuts back into the middle of the 45 and finally down at the 40-yard line. How about that? A 50-yard kickoff return, Trey Atcher.
The second time that Trey Atcher has been brought down by the kicker, Grant Pella. And Pella did a great job on both of those, right? Pin him towards the sideline, let somebody catch back up. And for Trey Adger, another spectacular kick return. And the last time Trey had a big return into Pioneer territory, the Ravens dialed one up and scored on the very next play.
Those kickers, I tell you, just when you think that they're trouble, here they come and save you a couple of touchdowns. The Canes are in trouble early. This is a mess. Motion to the left side, Jay Sean. He'll take the pass, flare it out over into the left flat. Can't get around the edge. Is able to just use sheer speed to pick up about 5 yards, though.
But I like what Jay Sean did right there. Understood he wasn't going to get to a corner. You see him put the foot down, turn it up, and just pick up what was there. And they're going to give him an excellent spot. They're going to save about 6 yards on the play. It'll bring up now a second and four.
Let me get what I can get here. And he did just that. 36-yard line of Mid-America is your line of scrimmage. For Benedictine, second down, 5. 3 to the right and 1 to the left. Again, senior quarterback, 6'4", Garrett Kettle. Takes a snap at the knee, 3-step drop. Now just lobs it downfield. He's got a man over the shoulder. Touchdown, Ravens! Benedictine strikes again and again. It's the connection from Garrett Kettle to Trey Adger.
36-yard touchdown strike by Garrett Kettle, and what a job right there by Trey Adger to just go up and get the football, and he's been so spectacular his entire career, but especially his last couple games. He's just become that possession receiver.
Here comes the BC PAT unit.
Got Pambo over there.
I'm watching him with the frisbee.
Made a catch on that frisbee that looked a lot like Trey.
He went up and hauled it in. Let's see what the PAT from Sam Wilbur is like. Garrett's hold is nice, and the kick is up and good. Ravens back on the board. Timeout at 57 seconds ago in the third. Benedictine 56. Mid-America 38.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Benedictine kick away. It is short, rolling around, and they're going to pick it up behind the 20-yard line. The return man was, I think, hoping it was going to skip out of bounds across the way. Then it just kind of died, and he was forced to pick it up. Returns it to around the 27. It'll be Pioneer ball from there. 51 seconds left in the third quarter. It is after 3:30. This game is over 2.5 hours old, and we're still in the third quarter. But again, it takes a little time when you're going to score 94 points. That's where we're at so far. QB is back to throw for Mid-America on a first down. Has a crossing pattern short. Caught at the 35. First down. Chased out of bounds by Jalen James along the near sideline. The catch and carry upfield for Mid-America. Nicely done by Silas Templeman.
And I really like what Mid-America is doing right now. What they're doing is sending all the receivers deep down the field, running one underneath. And so if you throw it deep, great. If not, that guy is open underneath because you've cleared out everything. He's one-on-one with the linebacker.
Stops the clock from the 44-yard line. It's another first down. QB's going to run with it. He's hit from the front and the back simultaneously, gaining 3. Earned every inch of that.
Joe Glasser in on the stop. Also back there, you had a safety, Adam Wilbers. So the two of them combined on the stop, a 3-yard gain. It'll bring up 2nd and 7, and for the Pioneers, they're going to get one more off here before the fourth quarter.
QB, little draw play. Running back goes down, and Jalen James was hanging on to him. And that will take us to the fourth quarter. Timeout on the field here in Atchison, Kansas, after 3. Benedictine 56, Mid-America 38.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Ravens go to the fourth quarter in front, 56-38, but I'm not sure there's any lead safe with these two teams today. Each one has been able to score from just about anywhere on the field. It is a Pioneer 3rd and 10 at their own 44-yard line. And they're taking a world of time out here trying to get this play figured out coming out of the quarter break. QB rolling to the right now, looking downfield. He's going to run. 45, darts out of bounds, short of the 50-yard line, picking up about half or so of the yardage he needed. It will be for Mid-America a 4th-4. And you guys, I see them make no effort to bring a punter in here.
Yeah, I think now that you've moved to the fourth quarter, punting is probably out of the playbook, and I also think you're going to probably start getting a little more aggressive.
The running back is going to be Jerrion Manning. He's a little guy, 5'9", 175-pound senior from Houston. Your quarterback, the freshman Parsons. We have never seen the junior quarterback that we expected to start today. We've not seen him for a snap this afternoon. QB's back to throw, pulls it back down. Now rolls right, going to run, going to pick up the first down, and he's hit from behind, but... wow, that's going to be close. The line judge, I think, has got him marked short.
They do, especially on the far side. They're showing him that he's short. Great job by the Ravens coming up, and that was Connor Walker able to make the hit on the play. And
the line judge, and now the referee, and the back judge. They're bringing the chains in. It's not close.
I think you've got it.
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm not on the field for measurement.
Here's the thing. So, two measurements today, one last night, and I don't think we'd have three all year in the first 25 games.
And the other problem we're going to run into is, what is it, like 5:12 is sunset?
Yeah, maybe. It's 3:40 now. Hey, this is
5:06.
An opportunity for me to remind you that Hamada Wealth Management can help you with investments and stock market, your plans for retirement, and a whole lot more. Give them a call. Hamada Wealth Management, 928-443-7536. Hamada Wealth Management. So they stretch out the sticks, and Gus, you were spot on.
He's extremely short. I would say, you know, probably two lengths of the football short. And so it'll be a turnover on downs for Mid-America, and Benedictine will get it back, having scored on the last two possessions.
First and 10 Ravens, 14:22 to go in the game. For Benedictine, does this change anything? Do you start running the ball more, trying to use more clock, or you just keep doing the things that you've been doing today?
What is run the football?
That's exactly, because they have no idea. They don't do that. QB, there's a flea flicker. Back to Garrett. He'll go left side for Adger. Goes up, and it's going to be knocked out of his hands at the 15-yard line.
And Trey was in hand-to-hand combat out there with Carlos Fernandez, the big cornerback, 6 foot, 170-pound sophomore. Fernandez coming into the ballgame, had 6 pass breakups. Chalk another one up there, right? And nice job getting his hands up and knocking that football away from Trey.
But I like to call in that again, even though it's deep in the playbook, what are you saving that for, right?
Right,
get it out there. You've been working on it. Let's see those plays.
But you got to sell it a little more, right?
They
did
a good
handoff
job
to the running back, and he quickly tossed it back. You got to dive like you're going to go for the run, then pop it back.
And even at that, then the quarterback mishandled it for a little while. It took him a while to juggle it. Back to throw, Kettle. Now throws one off balance, and he had Gathright kind of in the neighborhood, but it was Jackson Malone, the defender out of Lawrence Free State, over on the far sideline. Pass goes incomplete, and Benedictine has suddenly stopped the clock a couple of times, and we still have 14:10 to go.
Yeah, Jackson Malone's already picked Garrett Kettle off once today, and that time he was looking for a second one. For the Ravens, as quickly as that, it's going to bring up a 3rd and 10, and we talked about it coming up into this possession, right? You said, do you maybe run the ball a little bit and try to use some of that clock? Well, the Ravens haven't used any clock for 2 quick, incomplete passes.
In fact, the Ravens don't even have a running back in the game on a 3rd down, 10 call at their own 48. Kettle trying to draw the defense off, doesn't work, and he's back to throw again, 3rd and long. Throwing long. He's got his man, Gathright. It is going to be a touchdown, Ravens. Gathright, a 53-yard reception from Garrett Kettle.
You're going to have penalty markers on the field, but I feel like it's going to be a penalty against Mid-America, as Carlos Fernandez and Trey Adger got mixed up a little bit.
Adger's coming up, throwing his arms in the air. He says, guys, don't worry about this. Bring in the kicking unit, right?
Yeah.
And Jacob Gathright, for the second time on his two touchdown receptions now, shows us that incredible speed that we had heard so much about. And everything you heard is true.
Yeah, 53-yard touchdown, 74-yard touchdown receptions for Gathright.
Holy. Defense, number 10, a foul is declined. Result of the play, the touchdown.
The Ravens, with still over 14 minutes to go in the game, add another score and look for a point after here. Crowd has stuck around pretty good. Some people have kind of filtered out, but a lot of folks staying in here today on Senior Day. The PAT is successful, and we have a timeout on the field. We're down now to 14:01 to go in the contest. It's Benedictine 63, Mid-America 38.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas, where the Benedictine kickoff is through the back of the end zone. And Mid-America will run its offense out on the field. Gus, with over 14 minutes to play in the game, we have seen over 1,100 yards of combined offense between these two clubs today.
Would we just figure Mid-America right now averaging about 189 yards a quarter? They're sitting at 75 plays for 568. Benedictine is 56. Seven plays for 539. Benedictine is running about 9.5 yards a play. Mid-America at 7.5 a play.
First down sweep to the left side is going to be good for about 3 or 4 yards. Yeah. And a bump out of bounds. Stopping the clock with 13:55 to go. We've seen over 50 first downs today. I mean, the numbers are staggering, and we are not a minute into the fourth quarter yet.
Imagine if either of these teams were respectable on third downs, right? Mid-America is 5 of 14 for 36. Benedictine is 3 of 8 for 38%.
Here's a handoff left side, and running back is going to pick up, again, a couple, 3 more yards is for Kalenji Wellridge. There's not a lot of room. It's third down 3. Wellridge out of Jennings, Louisiana. Last week got 116 yards rushing the ball. And today so far, he's got 43 yards rushing on 9 carries. Quarterback is back on a third down. Gets the pass complete. It's a first down. Breaking a tackle, and he's going to go. No one is going to catch him. How about this? A 68-yard touchdown play. And again, Benedictine with no over-the-top help. More points on the carry.
Okay, so for Caleb Tannis, he's got a 67, and what do we call this one?
68.
68. Mm-hmm. So 67 and 68-yard touchdown receptions today, and wow, just keep tacking them on the board.
The Benedictine defense has struggled, Gus, today. I've tried to not, like, go there too much. You know, last game of the year, you like to end things on kind of a high note and a lot of positive things, but the Benedictine defense has not had that. Here's the PAT that is up and good, and that may be a street we have to stumble down before this thing is over with. We're taking another timeout, Joseph, with still just over 13 minutes to play in the game. We have seen 108 points so far today. It's Benedictine 63, Mid-America 45.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Well, Benedictine has its kick return unit out there. And the boot, sidewinding, bounces at the 20. Picked up by Buteau, crosses the 25 and up to the 27-yard line. One or seven? I can't say. And it's going to bring up a first and 10 for Benedictine. So the...
I'm guessing
that there.
That one, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my guess. Here comes the Raven offense. Again, they've put a lot of points on the board. And frankly, Gus, they've had to. 63-45. Giving up 45 points today. Not exactly as a defense what your goals that you had out on the whiteboard. Not what you scratched out.
And now we're going to see a penalty marker before the play gets started. We're going to see maybe a full start.
Offense, number 73, 5-yard penalty, first down.
Now, again, you know, you walk kind of a fine line here. The offensive lineman has jumped. So you stand up after the penalty, and you walk over and you pat him on the top of the helmet and say, "Well, buddy, that's going to cost your team five. That's no way to make a friend." Here's a pitch for Benedictine on a first and 15 over to the left side, dragging defenders across the 30, across the 35-yard line, and a very strong, strong run. Because that may be the strongest run I've seen this year from Damon Wigand.
Last 2 years, right? I mean, that's probably one of those nice highlight runs for Damon Wigand. He did a great job of taking the pitch, getting his head down, and just pushing forward for some good yardage. It's going to bring up now second and 4 for the Ravens. They're going to, how about this, a running back on either side of the quarterback here.
Second down. Long count again. Garrett Kittle, wrap around the handoff, slow walking it into the middle, getting to the first down marker, and they'll bring him down with a first down and a yard to spare. BC at his own 41.
And as that play was going on, look out there, number 64, Zion Mathis, your center, at 6 foot, 315 pounds, just grabbed onto his running back, Damon Wigand, and starts pulling him down the field with him, and able to net themselves a first down. And here's where the Ravens could help their defense out quite a bit by getting a little patient.
First and 10, BC at his own 41-yard line. Gus, for the Ravens, we see, you know, a handful of formations, but how difficult is it for an offense? And I saw one last night that absolutely just impressed me in a lot of different ways. As we're getting set for this first down play, Kettle will take it, slides down, now drops back, rolling to throw. Now instead we'll keep it 45, 50, and the feet first slide with a first down secured. Ravens will advance the chains. I saw an offense last night, a high school offense. They ran an I formation. They ran a pro set. They ran a wishbone. They ran a double wing offense, and there was one other one. They'd run five different offenses during the course of a game. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough to prepare for, especially on a week, right? You've got 1 week to prepare for five offenses. It's hard enough trying to prepare for one offense in a week.
First and 10, BC across midfield. Kettle with a very deep drop, and now a very deep throw down the right side. It's off the extended fingertips and receiver. The official hurt himself over there. He was running down the field, looking in the middle, and just kind of lost his balance. And the other officials are coming over to make sure he's okay because he nearly went down. He might have hurt himself.
It's like the knee kind of buckled on him a little bit as he was running down step for step. And the medical staff on the Mid-America sideline just talking to him real quick, and he says, "No, I think I'm okay."
Some of the officials are not as young as they used to be, nor as svelte as they used to be, so things like that can happen. Here's a handoff to the Benedictine tailback. He'll take it across the 45-yard line, get down to the 40, and again, in the scrum, is going to be close to the first down, but within a yard of being short. So, for BC, third down and less than one.
So the Ravens going to keep Damon Wiegand out there, and again, it's like they're almost in that two-minute offense. And as quickly as that, we're going to get a timeout?
It must be. We're going to get a timeout with Mid-America. Is that right?
Oh, I see it now. We've got a Mid-America defensive lineman that's gone down to one knee is the problem. So
we'll hang on to it here for a little bit.
But you
Joseph.
See him out there, the big David Wright, 6'7", 270-pound defensive end. And I think he was trying to come out of the game, then couldn't. So what do? You hit a knee and force the officials to stop the game. And so now we'll pause a little bit on this third and one call. See if we can find some other scores from around the heart today.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are a handful of games going on around the conference. My guess is you'll be able to track them down where it...
Okay, so we have a final in an interesting one for a lot of people around the country.
Uh-huh.
Central Methodist beats Evangel 17-7. So Central Methodist is going to be the champions, not co-champions, champions of the North Division, or excuse me, of the South Division. But can they get into the top 20 to make the playoffs is a big question. We'll find that out tomorrow. Baker beats up on Missouri Valley 45-14. Culver Stockton holds off Peru State 10-3. Grandview beats Clark 31-7, and with about 9 minutes left in the third quarter, it's Penn 49, Graceland scoreless.
So, we're back to play here. We've got some thoughts about all of that here in a moment. Third down and a yard. Benedictine at the 39-yard line of Mid-America with over 10 minutes of play still in the game. Hand off straight ahead. Wiegand stops, and then with a late surge forward, just does get the first down. I thought when he had stopped looking for an avenue forward that perhaps he was not going to be able to find it and not pick up that first down, but he will get it picked up. They will advance the chains. Because, again, I've been talking about this now for several weeks, but what kind of a crime is it if Central Methodist wins the division, they defeat Baker, and Baker goes to the playoffs and they do not? That would be absolutely a travesty. And, frankly, I think that's what's going to happen. First down at 10. Kettle with a deep drop, and he is being chased and running for his life. He'll lob one left side and wanting Pete Cadena, but it's going to go incomplete. Is that not fair? Don't you think that's what's going to happen?
No, I really do feel like Central Methodist will make the playoffs just because there's a handful of teams playing each other in the top 20 and especially in the right areas, right? That whole 15 to 20 area. So I think that'll be interesting. How about?
Go ahead.
How about looking back to the preseason poll? Baker was picked first. You look at Central Methodist, they were tied with Mid-America, only 11 votes apiece to finish fourth in the conference. So hats off to Central Methodist for not just taking that at the beginning of the season and ending it there.
Here's a little draw play for Garrett Kettle, and he will push forward, get a couple of yards just inside the 35-yard line. Heliman Sagapolu out of Salt Lake City, Utah will make that stop. He comes into the game today with 9 tackles and 1 sack on the season for Mid-America. We're at 9:20 to go in the game. Benedictine in front here at home, 63-45. It is so dark, all the cars in the parking lot that are moving around, headlights are on. The lights on the scoreboard look brilliantly, brilliantly bright because the darkness is beginning to set in. Play clock at 3, and there's your snap. Going to the left side is going to be Damon Wygant inside the 30, and for some reason feels the need to rush out of bounds instead of staying in a field of play. We'll stop the clock at 8:39.
You know, the one team who really has to be beside themselves is Baker, who loves to print up their so many time conference champion things, and not even going to finish as a co-champion this year. So it'll be interesting to see. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll find out if Central Methodist makes the playoffs. My guess is yes. I know you keep leaning towards no, but I think they'll be in, but I do think they'll be going to, you know, like a Morningside or something.
Well, I don't think they're going to make it. I think they're going to be the evangel of this season. Here's a Raven pass over to the right side that was poorly thrown and out of the reach of Harry O'Neill, who made a desperate effort to pick it up, but shoot tops, and it's going to be a turnover on downs for Benedictine. So the Ravens are going to give it back with 8:07 to go. And, Gus, don't be tricked there. Mid-America's not out of this because there is so much time left in this game.
Yeah, but when was the last time, and Mid-America's about to start their 14th possession of the day, when was the last time we saw any team with 14 possessions? I mean, sometimes that's a couple weeks, right?
Absolutely.
Both these teams today have had 14 possessions apiece.
Here come the Pioneers. First and 10 of their own 28-yard line. Three-step drop QB. Steps up, looking, sidearm pass is going to be chuckled. It won't matter, there was a hold back around the 20-yard line near the quarterback.
Yeah, that time Heath Baker was doing a great job bending the edge, getting into the backfield, and the defense, or the left tackle, reaches out and says, I'm not going to let you hit my quarterback that hard.
Holding offense, number 65. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. First down.
Sounds good. Caleb Tanis, Gus, was the wide receiver, the one guy who made all those touchdowns already today, who made that catch that is going to be wiped away. So the assessment of the penalty is going to move the ball back now to the 18-yard line. Another one? Here's a wraparound handoff. Right side 20. Cuts back in the middle 25 and drug down by the headgear at the 27-yard line. The carry for Jerrion Manning, and Mid-America moves the ball, picking up about 8, and it is. We're at 7.5 to go, midway through the fourth quarter. College football on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Spencer Wynn on the stop right there, the senior linebacker out of Higginsville.
Pass over the middle, caught at the 50, 40, 25, 20-yard line. What a pass over the middle, and that thing was good for 50 yards.
That's going to give you 53. So, yeah, give or take. The ball marked all the way down to the 20-yard line in the Pioneers with another big defensive or big offensive play against this Raven defense.
Chain's not even set yet. Snap is back. Quarterback looks over the middle. He's got a man wide open to the goal line, and it's off his hands and incomplete because he had Caleb Tanis at the goal line.
Yeah, Caleb Tanis might have T-Rex arm that thing, because he had looked up and saw closing in on him the safety Tyler Tierney, and he kind of pulled those arms back a little bit. If he reaches out, he walks into the end zone with it. Incomplete pass, so stop the clock with 7 minutes left. Second and 10.
At the 20-yard line, again, the look, again, into the end zone, again, this time it's a touchdown to Miles Himes, and Mid-America is not done putting points on the board against the Benedictine defense this afternoon.
That time a 20-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Adrian Parsons to Miles Himes. Himes, the number two receiver on this team, had 82 yards and a touchdown last week, and it's going to be his fifth touchdown of the season.
And again, Trevor Hiley is in for the PAT. Now they're looking over, Gus, and maybe, are they guys short? Are they two guys short? And now they're running guys in and out, and very confused.
We're going to run out of time here, too.
Play clock at 2, at 1. The snap is back, and there's the boot. And even through all of that drama, they're successful with the point after. Taking a break, 6:54 to go. We're not done yet. 115 points in the night. It is Benedictine 63, Mid-America 52.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Benedict then prepared for the onside kick, which is exactly what comes. And that was a nice hustling effort by the Ravens to secure the possession of the ball. It is first and 10 BC as the Geese are even moving south, Gus. Coming over the top of the stadium here.
I'd be more like this one, saying, wait up.
Hold on, guys. Don't go to Dade County without me. 6:53 to go. Maybe Davie County. First and 10, Benedictine.
I'm good anywhere somebody's going to throw me a little bread or something.
There you go. Oh, Garrett's going to make a nice little handoff. Wygant bumps right side and... Again, Wygant goes out of bounds across the way.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we just saw a penalty marker maybe come in. Yeah, right there where the Ravens tried to turn the corner. So you got to think, another hold.
Holding, offense, number 89, 10 yards from the spot of foul. First down.
Got a converted wide receiver playing tight end. And again, the Ravens are going to bring back a very talented wide receiver or tight end room next year, right? You're going to get Corey Madsen healthy. You're going to bring back Reed Levi. You've gotten some experience out of Harry Balke. So, again, you're going to, I think, one of your two positions that you're going to be really confident in is that tight end room and your wide receivers, bringing back Jay Sean and Jacob. And
I got Harry on the I could put Harry at a tight end.
Yeah.
I think he'd make a great tight end. Benedictine, first and 18. At their own 20-yard line. Straight ahead run, 25, 30, and up to the 32-yard line. So picking up the penalty yardage and maybe a couple, three more yards on top of that. Benedictine will be looking now at a, where are we going to have it here? A second down. We got a timeout, too.
Yeah, Mid-America going to use their second timeout.
Going to bring up a second down and five. Let's hang on to it. What do you say?
We've used enough timeouts throughout the afternoon.
Well, I don't know how we could get many more. Again, how about this game? 115 combined points. Still well over 6 minutes to play in the game. And just looking at the numbers here now, just see if we can update them. Total offense, 725 yards of offense for Mid-America. If you're the Mid-America coaching staff, you're just bent, right? You're like, I can get 725 yards. You're going to have over 800 by the time this game's over.
All right, here
and
we go.
And not win. 800 yards, and can't win the game.
So let's break this down a minute. You've been doing Benedictine football for a moment or two.
A moment or two.
Ever remember a 725 type game?
No.
Okay. I mean,
I didn't
even know
a lot of games without that many total. I mean, a lot of games without that many total.
I mean, you're thinking back to some of those, you know.
Oh, but still, 700 is just a nuts number, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I agree.
And the fact that, again, that is a number with, you know, barely halfway through the fourth quarter. You got to, you know, half of a quarter. They're going to get 800 yards today.
Yeah, and the problem is, Mid-America's only 6-15 on third down and 1-4 on fourth down.
Here are the Ravens. They're going to run straight ahead in a superb second effort by Damon Wygant is going to get him across the 40-yard line and pick up another Benedictine first down. Mid-America, for some reason, Gus, did not buy that they were going to run the ball, and they had dropped a lot of guys back. Didn't have much at the line of scrimmage allowing that run to be pretty successful. BC hustling, first and 10. Pass over the middle. He's got a man leaping. Ted Tempton, incomplete. And as Harry Balke reached out for that ball. He knocked it in the air, and I thought one of two defenders was going to pick it up. I didn't know which one it was. I thought that was going to be intercepted.
So you understand football a little better than I do. Why are the Ravens in such a hurry?
I don't understand that.
I understand
a few things. I don't understand that for a minute.
Like, they are in a two-minute offense racing up over the football, and I'm like, you snapped that ball with 30 more seconds left on the play clock. You could have taken another half minute out of this thing.
Yes. Second down at their own 41-yard line, second down 10. Little blitz. Nice response. The handoff is going to go. Wigan, 45, 50, 40, down to the 35-yard line. And again, Damon Wigan loves to run out of bounds, and he'll come out onto the near side over here in the Raven bench, and it'll stop the clock at 5:42.
Okay, now I understand when we're on the road,
right?
Having that wrong, but not at home.
I get that.
Rayshon
and
Mills, yeah.
18.
I mean, like, there's a lot of numbers that are just really off. Rayshon Mills today, 14 carries, 125 yards, 3 touchdowns, and you've got number 18 is Damon. Okay, so Damon Wigan, 10 for 76, a big day for him.
First of 10. New running back in for Benedict into the 35, 30 to the 25, 20. Look out for Jonah Roberts. He's down to the 10. He's down to the 5. He's to the 3-yard line. Jonah Roberts' first touch of the day was a magical run.
Yeah, nice job right there by Jonah Roberts. Able to make a couple defenders miss, get down inside the 5, and the Ravens looking at first and goal from the 3.
Jonah, a red-shirt freshman, 6 foot 185 from Windsor, Missouri. First and goal, Benedictine from the 3. If you're the Ravens offense, you'd like to say, who wants to carry it in? Who gets this one? I mean, who do we reward with the next touch of the ball, because they are probably going to go in?
Don't you just throw one up to Trey right here?
4:35 to go. I would love to see,
you know,
Trey
back
get
quarter
one.
Fade.
Yeah, just a little something to remember. No, the quarterback is in trouble, and Garrett's going to get sacked. He's back there dancing around, and the Ravens took a play that took forever to develop and then never did develop.
Yeah, well, you know what else they did, though?
It took half a minute off.
They're keeping the clock running. Not sure how quickly they'll be back up over the football, but
I'm completely in favor of that. Gathright will exit the game. Coming out as well for Benedictine will be Jonah Roberts.
I like Jonah's running style, right?
I do, too.
Just
hard and at the goalpost,
yeah,
man.
Lower the shoulder pads, see how fast I can get from one goalpost to the other.
And now
Jay Sean coming in.
Trey will come out here.
No,
Trey's
here.
Out there. Who's that coming out? Was that Wigan?
Wigan.
The little shovel passed into traffic, and is it picked off? Officials running up over it and saying, they're trying to decide. Was it intercepted? No, it's going to be incomplete. Wow. That was a shovel pass.
It was a shovel pass into the middle. It was that tight end shovel pass screen that we saw last week. The Ravens ran it to Harry Balkin and scored. This week, it hit a lineman, kind of bounced up in the air a little bit, and Mid-America thought we was able to scoop that thing up, but they're going to say incomplete.
Now, here's the thing. Last week, when they used it to score, didn't look good then either. It worked, but it didn't look good.
It's not the prettiest play in the world.
No. It is a third and goal Ravens from the 7. Garrett Kettle, who's quarterback the whole way, the whole season. The pass to the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens! For Benedictine, the catch by Pete Cadena? No?
Harry O'Neill.
Is that Harry?
Yeah.
It is. That's going to be Harry, 82. I thought it was 83. It's 82. That is Harry O'Neill, a Rockhurst grad.
Harry O'Neill started the season off really hot. When we were up in Oskaloosa, had a handful of really nice catches, then kind of went through a little bit of a lull and didn't see much out of him. 6 catches, 109 yards, and now another one there and his second touchdown of the year.
Joseph, get ready. We're going to be calling on you as this PAT is up and good. And yes, another break. And as the point count continues at 121 points, and make it now 122, we've got 3:32 to go in the ballgame. Your score is Benedictine 70, Mid-America 52.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All seven Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Wow, we welcome you back to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campuses. The Ravens now with 3:32 to play in the game. Lead Mid-America in the final game here of the season, 70-52. Some important information, some important facts, some important records being set today, and Gus is doing his due diligence, getting those assembled for you, and we'll be sharing some of those with you. But right now, Mid-America taking the kickoff is going to have a little pass, a little sidearm pass, taken to the 25-yard line, running up the right side and running out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. That was Mid-America, and with the run after the catch, Paul St. Louis. 3:24 to go. St. Louis will stop the clock. And Gus, as you're getting data, I will also, quarterback is going to throw one over into the left flat, caught for a first down and tackled then just beyond the first down distance at the 36-yard line. Benedictine, one more possession, could set their all-time single-game scoring mark. No. Oh, it was that 84 game with Grayson. That's right, in 18.
Yep, 84-12. So that was the game where, remember, Grayson just kept going for it.
And, by the way, we're going to hang on. Yeah, he didn't punt, I don't think, all day. We're going to hang on to it right here for a minute. We have a Graceland player that is being attended to by the training staff across the way. 70-52, BC. That, I've never seen a scoreboard like that bright out there. So near dark here this evening. So there's that. And did you get the update on that yardage thing? There's a QB rolls around against that pass, nearly picked up and then dropped through the hands of Gavin Spangler and goes incomplete. We haven't called Gavin's name a whole ton here today, have we?
Not much.
Third down and 10. Pioneers with the ball at their own 36-yard line. 2:55 to play yet. Long count. Adrian Parsons, freshman, getting some valuable experience. Here's a pass over to the right flat, caught at the 35, and a nice one-on-one tackle made for Benedictine. And again, Josh Morris has had a great day today for the Ravens. He makes that stop. It is a third down, 7, facing Mid-America at their own 39-yard line. Clock continues to roll. We're down just over 2.5 minutes to play. Page 2 of the scoring sheet. Third down. Quarterback back to throw. Little time. Man over the middle. Caught at the Raven 40. Getting upstairs. Reaching high. Brian Cox. Last week he had 2 touchdowns for 35 yards, a big tight end. Comes in here today with 11 for 97 on the year, makes a huge catch right there.
Wasn't the NFL linebacker Brian Cox from East St. Louis?
You know, I couldn't say that.
I feel like, yes.
Here's another little sidearm. We see a lot of sidearm throws here. Caught at the 40 down to the Raven 35-yard line, advancing the ball with the catch is St. Louis. Paul St. Louis, 5'10" sophomore. 1:45 and rolling along here in Atchison, Kansas. this Benedictine football season minutes from its conclusion this year. Again, a pass over the center. It is going to be caught, and a couple of Ravens just sandwiched the receiver between them, and that was another catch for Cox. There you go, out of East St. Louis, who's born in 68.
Yep.
Wow.
He's a former Dolphin. I kind of remember him with the Jets, but really good linebacker.
Back to throw again on the first down 10. Looking deep, going to the 10-yard line and missing his receiver. And Gus, right now they are padding the numbers of Brian Cox. Again, he was the only target on that play. And he is so big, 6'3", 230 pounds. I mean, he's solid built.
He's bigger than that.
Oh, yeah.
Probably, you know, he might be 6'3", 6'4", but he's, what, 260?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to throw on a second and 10. Over to the left flat. It'll be caught 25, down to the 20, and another first down for Mid-American. There's going to be a spearing or a late hit against Benedictine at the point tackle.
Yeah, you got a Raven throwing his hands up in the air. He's not really thrilled with that call, but I feel like it's probably the correct call, and now it's 58 seconds left. Mid-America looking to make this a little more of a respectable number.
Here's the deal. I have almost forgotten that we had a player for Mid-America ejected early on in the ball game because of a targeting call.
Let's make sure we get the number right.
After the play, personal foul, defense, number 34, half the distance to the goal, first down.
So it was just a bit of a late hit. It was not a targeting call. There was no further action other than the penalty. And as you mentioned, with just inside a minute to go in the game, Mid-America with a chance to tack on a little bit more on this BC defense. Raven offense coming out of the day, Gus, feeling pretty good. The BC defense is going to say, good night, man. Did I give up 60?
All right, now how about this? Mid-America, 650 yards of passing. Benedictine, 358 yards of passing.
Quarterback breaks away to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Mid-America. Adrian Parsons runs it in on his own. And Mank will cut the Raven lead now to 70 to 58. A little slow climbing to his feet as Parsons, he got hit real hard at the one-yard line, but was able to utilize his forward momentum and carry himself on into the end zone. PAT coming up for the Pioneers, and Gus, you are right that this time they will, in fact, go for two. They got an extra guy on the field. They got to wait for him to exit the far sideline. Parsons is back on his feet. Seems like he's okay. He's going to run the club on the PAT effort. They're going to try a little ISO pass, and it is not going to get there. And now they're trying to lateral it all around, and a big old lineman tries to pick it up. And there's a scrum for the loose ball, and they continue to go and chase it down. And there's the end of the PAT effort. All of that, and it's unsuccessful. Timeout, 50 seconds to play. Benedictine 70, Mid-America 58.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Great number of dedicated fans remain here at Wilcox Stadium as we're inside the last minute of this afternoon's ball game, and now rapidly becoming this evening's ball game. Benedictine leading it 70 to 58 in what Gus and I think have come to a mutual agreement is the highest combined scoring game of any game played for Benedictine. Here's the onside kick. Ravens are anticipating it. It's going to be bumped 5 yards off the tee, and the Ravens are going to get it in a great field position on that illegal touch.
So the Ravens are going to be able to come out, kneel on the football, and get out of here with the win. The other thing, they're going to hold Mid-America to under 800 yards today. Mid-America will finish 93 plays for 790 yards today. Benedictine only ran 76 plays for 668 yards.
I thought maybe they would get 100 plays. I really thought they were going to get 800 yards.
Yeah.
Really did. And the Ravens are already setting up for the diamond formation as you've got, you know, guys back for the deep cover is going to be Joe Witherow. I like that. You know, you put a wide receiver back there, he's got some hands, and, you know, you got him 15 yards off the ball.
You got Gathright racing into the ball game.
Without a helmet.
I'm going to say, go ahead and put your hat on.
And Kettle will take the first of what will take two snaps to conclude the ball game here this afternoon as Benedictine is going to finish the year.
Are you kidding me?
With 7 wins.
Are you kidding me? Mid-America's calling a timeout.
That's great. That's the best thing ever. I love it. Gathright. He's out there bouncing around a little bit, feeling pretty good.
All right, so you understand the call right here. If I'm BC right here, you spread the field and you go ahead and chuck one more deep.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're trying to do the right thing here by just kneeling this game out. Mid-America says, hey, we want the football back, so here's your chance to really dial it up and get back after it.
When you have people jammed in defensively like this, it makes it maybe some pickings, you know?
Yeah, 45 seconds, down 12.
And by the way, it takes all the blood off your hands if you decide to score when they're doing this.
Right.
I mean, suddenly it's like, you know, you've got a clean shot at this. Ravens are going to go back to the diamond. Garrett turns around and talks to the referee for a moment, lets him know what's going to happen when he takes this snap. Play clock. And Garrett takes his time, backs away. What he was doing is trying to get to 40, but he couldn't. He kneeled with 42. And is Mid-America going to take another one? No.
They're under, and so it looks like it's going to do it. I still just don't get that last time out by Coach Hansen.
Final score here this afternoon in a remarkable high scoring, a lot of yardage, kind of a ball game. It was Benedictine, 70. Mid-America 58. We'll return to do our best to summarize this when we return right after this.
Stay tuned for the Benedictine Raven post-game wrap right after this.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here at Wilcox Stadium. Atchison, Kansas, the 2021 football season in the books. And it ended with, gosh, I don't know, Gus, you have to say a bit of a bang in a game that saw 128 combined points. Benedictine wins 70-58. And when you look at the statistics where the teams and individuals, they're frankly staggering here today.
You know what it does? It allows you to go into the postseason when you're recruiting and things like that and tell guys, look, we scored 70 points. And if you're a defensive player that you're trying to get recruited, you say, hey, look, we need some help slowing down the other team. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of things to be said about this. Benedictine is going to finish the season, what, 7-6-4?
Yeah,
6-4 and 3-2.
But if I'm recruiting against you, I say, look, man, this team, they gave up in their last game last year, they gave up 93 plays, and they were a couple of yards short of giving up 800 yards of offense, and they gave up almost 60 points in their last game of the year. So, you know, the defense had its moments today.
Yeah, the defense had its moments, right? But for Benedictine on the offensive side, I mean, you look at Kettle, who throws 6 touchdowns today, which is a record. 32 first downs for the offense. Garrett Kettle, 17 of 33, so 358 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's going to finish the season this year with, 28 touchdowns and 9 interceptions on the year. You had Rayshon out here, 14 carries, 125 yards, 3 touchdowns. You had 76 yards for Damon Wygant. So a lot of numbers that you can pull away. Jacob Gathright just did himself well to push himself into next season. 2 catches, 127 yards, 2 touchdowns. And you just have to be impressed with the speed you saw and the way you saw some of these freshmen really develop throughout the season. And, again, got to be excited for a lot of things coming up in 2021. I'm so confused with where we're at, right?
Yes. Well, we are wrapping up 2021. And with our basketball coverage, we're in the 2021-22 basketball season. But for Benedictine, an okay year. I mean, for a lot of teams, 7-4 would be a fantastic year. Best year in school history. For Benedictine, the fans, we talked about it, spoiled to death. They expect a lot. But first-year head coach Joel Osborne is going to look at this and say, it was a great learning and growing year. And you know what? We're going to come back next year and be very strong. We're going to be back next year with Raven football, and we're also going to be back with Benedictine in high school basketball coming up on K Radio. Stay tuned for those upcoming schedules. That said, we're going to call it a day. I want to thank Joseph, our producer engineer in the K Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, you've done a great job all football season long. We'll see you through basketball. Go home and take a nap. Final score here this afternoon, the Benedictine Ravens 70, Mid-America 58. Until we reach you next time. For Joseph of the studio, Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR Radio 93.7 FM, and streaming on MSCNews.net. Benedictine Raven football games are brought to you by Hamada Wealth Management.